Dan Powell, thank you very much indeed. That's Dan Powell of the www.honestjohn.co.uk website. And as I say, there's a similarly named thing in the Telegraph on Saturdays. Good to talk to you. Thank you for that. John Holmes is coming. He's about to do a show at 1 o'clock. You and hello, me, Richard. Both taken for mugs, bought the diesels, thought we were saving the planet.
I know. Yeah, that's what's annoying about it,
isn't it?
We got lied to. You know, it's that thing of going, all right, I think I've been told I'm doing the right thing by the government at the time. So you do that for the environment. And then this happened.
Any day now, just because we did that, we're going to be paying extra congestion charge.
Yeah.
We're going to be possibly paying extra road tax will change.
Yep, yep.
Insurance might go up because we did what we thought was the right thing.
Yeah.
How old is yours?
It's about five years, I think.
Would you consider scrappage?
No, because what would happen, of course, I'm going to have to drive it into the ground because no one's going to buy it even if I try to.
Exactly.
You know, so and £2,000 from Ford or whatever it might
be. Yeah, £2,000.
It's not going to pay for the car, is it? I mean,
no.
If the car's worth £2,000,
fine.
Yeah,
I'll
it's going to be
yeah.
worth a bit more than that, I hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's pointless, isn't it? So yep. it's we're being mugged off, Richard.
And you know what? Not for the first time.
No, or the last.
Very quickly, what's coming up today?
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about Afghanistan. We've got Christina Lamb coming on. She's the Sunday Times Chief Foreign Correspondent, of course. We have our diversity paper review. We've got not what the public voted the best fringe joke in Edinburgh.
Right.
Because I don't think that joke's very good.
Well, the pound coin joke?
Not good
no,
joke.
It's
a terrible joke. No. Number six is the best joke. So
which
we've got
that?
The guy from number six coming on, Mark Simmons, which was the combine harvester joke.
Oh, I missed that. Can you tell it or will you give it away?
I think that's going to be fun, yeah. Okay. Combine harvesters.
Yes.
That way you'll get the world's biggest restaurant. See, that's a good joke.
That's a good. We missed that one. We covered it earlier.
So we've got him on.
All right. Well, listen, guys, it's coming up to midday. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for the last sit-in, and then it's going to be the two mics. But for now, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them. Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at £9.99 unless cancelled.
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford Textured Oak Effect Slab Kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Punching the air, Sally jumps out of her Renault traffic van. Winning her second gardening contract feels even better than the first. Topiary has a new champion. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
I felt like you should be serving your country. We could use someone like you.
From the director of The Bourne Identity.
I was working for the CIA
and Pablo Escobar.
Comes an unbelievable true story.
We need you to deliver stuff for us.
Just don't get caught.
Critics are calling it Narcos meets Mission Impossible.
I made a fortune working for them boys.
Tom Cruise is on top form. It's slick, cool, and a lot of fun.
He is the greatest smuggler we've ever seen.
Tom Cruise.
Is that legal?
You trust me?
No.
American Made in cinemas Friday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is. I am John Holmes. It's just after one, not midday, as Richard Madeley seemed to think it was, but never mind. Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, charges for ex-BHS owner, jail for con man, and hear this year's funniest joke.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS is being prosecuted for failing to provide details to an investigation by the pensions regulator. Dominic Chappelle headed up a firm which bought the struggling retailer for a pound from Sir Philip Green. The company later collapsed, leaving a massive deficit in the pension scheme. Sky's business presenter Ian King says Mr. Chappelle has questions to answer.
The pension regulator, keen to get us back as much money as it possibly can from retail acquisitions, which was the old vehicle that Dominic Chappelle Shell used to buy and operate BHS. It's got its money out of Sir Philip Green now. It's going after Dominic Chappelle as well.
It's thought Britain is unlikely to send more troops to Afghanistan. That's despite the Defence Secretary welcoming President Trump's U-turn over providing military support to the war-torn country. Some human remains have been found in a flooded compartment on board a US Navy warship which collided with an oil tanker. The USS John McCain was struck near Singapore on Sunday night. Several sailors are missing. A man has been jailed for 8 years for posing as a barrister and conning people out of more than £330,000. 41-year-old Michael Kremen, who had no legal qualifications, even duped a breast cancer sufferer out of her life savings in a fraudulent property deal. The UK government says it hopes to mirror much of the current system to resolve cross-border civil disputes after Brexit. But ministers still want the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, which critics say is unrealistic. And the funniest joke of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival has been announced.
I'm not a fan of a new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change.
That's Ken Cheng, who scooped the 10th annual award after winning a third of the public votes on a shortlist of jokes picked by critics. Previous winners include Tim Vine, Stuart Francis and Zoe Lyons.
Now, you see, the problem is, right, is out of the... I've seen the list of jokes. I don't know whether you've seen them all, Victoria, at all.
I haven't bothered to read them all properly, but I did print the list off and forgot to bring it in.
But the funniest one, the one you just played there, is not very good.
And there I like it.
No, there are much funnier ones on that list. And the public... seemed voted for that as the number one. And that's what happens when you give a vote to the public, isn't it? You see, you get that joke voted number one there and Brexit.
And voting it boat face.
Yeah. That one was fine. But that's exception that proves the rule. But that is not the best joke on that list by a long way.
I like Frankie Boyle's one.
Yeah, yes. Frankie Boyle's one is good. The only one... What's Frankie Boyle's? It's the one about...
Trump's nothing like Hitler. There's no way he could write a book.
There, good. Better. Certainly. But there are many. But because of that, we think the funniest joke, I think, on the list is number six. So, as I know, everybody's getting Ken Cheng on their shows.
Yeah,
today
he was on Paul Ross earlier. Yeah.
But I'm not, because the joke's not funny. As funny as number six. So, we're getting Mark Simmons on, who did the best joke on that list, even though it came in at number six.
Nice.
There we are. So, that's happening later. So, you know, that's the way it goes, Victoria.
Indeed.
Have you done everything?
Not the weather.
Let's do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
National Weather.
So mostly dry and muggy in the south and east. Cooler and cloudier in the north and northwest with some showery rain, which will turn heavy later on. Highs of 26 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's...
Probably Ben.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. A former Everton midfielder has told Talk Sport that Wayne Rooney can go on and break Alan Shearer's Premier League goalscoring record. Rooney became only the second player to reach 200 top-flight goals last night after scoring in Everton's 1-1 draw away at Manchester City. He's still some way behind Shearer's total of 260, but ex-Toffee Leon Osman believes Rooney can go on and smash that record.
I don't think his age should be an issue anymore. I mean, he scored two goals and he's well on his way to beating Alan Shearer's record for Everton now.
West Brom are one of a number of Premier League sides looking to avoid an upset in the second round of the Carabao Cup this evening. They go to Sky Bet League 2 Accrington Stanley. TalkSport 2 will have full live commentary on Sheffield United against Leicester. TalkSport takes you around the grounds. And Celtic take a 5-0 lead into the second leg of their Champions League playoff with Astana later this afternoon. Finally, rugby. England attempt to reach the final of the Women's World Cup later today. The holders take on France in the last four in Belfast. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's the gossip, Victoria. that's the latest sport powered by TalkSport, and that's the latest gossip.
Thanks, John.
But from about 25 years ago. It's just that you didn't know about it. Honestly, Richard Madeley, Google it. Anyway, so let's crack on with, let's call it Tuesday's programme.
Talk Radio.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, whether we get one too.
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just £9,495, with over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
He made mine look small.
Right. But that's still too small.
Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about bloggers and vloggers.
Snowflakes.
I keep seeing them and I'm like... Sorry.
I'll just be polite.
Sausages.
Anyway, what use is a racist waving a garden torch that he bought from a garden centre?
I don't like REM. I particularly don't like Salt Sport. You know, it was blowing. I don't want to go down that route.
Why don't you harp on a sousaphone tied to Diane Abbott?
Oh, I know. I mean, you're not using it. You know, if you do have a special occasion.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey across the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed. In fact, let me be the first person in this spoken sentence to wish you a good afternoon. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and rest assured that unlike that that football club in Stevenage, we are not going to be asking you to lift up your top and show your bra for security reasons. I can assure you of that as you listen to the show. Although there is a bag check just after this show menu, so if you could have any bags ready for the stewards to glance into in an offhand cursory way, we would be very grateful. So just some breaking news for you this afternoon. This has just happened. It wasn't in Victoria's News because it's only just happened. Breaking news. Big Ben is being torn down. The clock tower, specifically Big Ben is the bell, of course. The clock tower is, rather than be repaired now, as was the original plan, it's going to be, the whole thing's being torn down this afternoon by protesters. Who say that that it's symbolic of a time when slavery was a thing. So the tower was built in 1859, all right? And that was just 25 years after the Abolition of Slavery Act in the UK. But the left-wing demonstrators down there today are saying that because the dates are close and that Big Ben sticks up in the air like a Confederate statue, it must come down. So they're down there now with ropes. They're saying it's a stark... clock-based reminder of time. And, of course, slavery happened at a time, didn't it, in history. So it should be reduced to rubble. It's the right thing. So they've got a rope round the tower now, we understand. About an hour ago, they got it up there. And there's hundreds of demonstrators just pulling on that rope now, trying to pull the clock tower over and shatter it into the Thames. They're shouting that the clock is a Nazi. The clock is racist as well, because it's got a white face and black hands, doesn't it, if you think about it? And that signifies the unacceptable face of the slave owner looming over the black hands that once toiled under the yoke of British rule. So. Anyway, we'll have live coverage of the toppling of Big Ben throughout the afternoon. But for now, welcome along, my friend, to Talk Radio. It's the 1-till-4 bit, of course. Sliding into your afternoon like an American warship accidentally ramming a tanker. Now, what have we got coming up then? Today, I hear you ask.
What have you got coming up today, John?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Victoria, because we've got Headline Hijack on the way. And that's where you get to make the news up. Make up a news story, invent the news, create the news, fake the news, fib the news. Just a couple of sentences will do. It's all Victoria ever bothers with. So write it down, send it to us. Make sure it's a complete lie and hear it broadcast as actual truth news in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Out of Victoria's very own mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Right.
Also coming today, a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers. Of course we will. But each and every day, our papers are gone through by a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, as you will know if you're a regular listener. Today we welcome back Kyle. And Kyle is English, Jamaican and Welsh. How'd you like that for box ticking? There's some work experience punditry on the way as well. Who's doing that today? Who's doing that today?
Fraser.
Fraser's in today. He's going to be going through the music, new music releases. He's the work experience. And we'll drag him away from the kettle and the photocopier in order to review that for you. It's proper work experience. Current affairs will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. Short form oriental verse meets the news. It's the news in haikus. Your reactions as well. We'll take them. You're very welcome to get in touch about anything you like. Get it off your chest. That's not in a Stevenage Football Club way. I don't mean that again. Not that. But if you've got a reaction smeared there, then unsmear it at us. You can use the usual number. It's 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Or, of course, you can use the Talk Radio Medieval Siege engines, which are around the country in supermarket car parks. We have catapults, we have trebuchets, all of which were used in medieval times to fire rocks at fortresses. Now they've been adapted. They will fire reactions should you wish to load them into the bucket end at Talk Radio. Today there's a mangonel, which is a sort of catapult, a precursor to the trebuchet. It's a siege engine. It is in a supermarket car park next to the bottle bank. Near the tramp. Today, Cornelius, I can tell you that the siege engine...
Where is it?
Outside Asda's in Bedworth.
Okay.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This is coming from Sean, who says, bloody hell, the way Theresa May's holding on far longer than we all expected. She's basically Bruce Forsyth.
There we go. There's the big debate at three. There will be a child discussing an important news issue before playing a tune on a toy xylophone later. Identify the tune, you could get a Toddler Pops, because that's what we call it, certificate. And we will help another Kickstarter out. Somebody who has a hope and a dream of an idea that they'd like publicly funded. It's a crowdfunding thing. It's a Kickstarter project, and we give that Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. Maybe you've got one. Maybe you've got an idea for a new type of monkey, or a plan to do more war in Afghanistan. Crazy dreams. Get in touch, let us know. We're talking to someone today and we'll help them out. And there will be a game of snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. It's like buckaroo with a donkey, except instead of tools being hung upon it, we've got a millennial snowflake upon which we will hang trigger phrases until time comes that they run off to their safe space. Snowflake buckaroo later. All of that coming. Ginger Dave is not producing. Assistant producer Harry, Asprod Harry, is... Well, he's there.
I'm here.
Through the window. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe. Hi there. Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John.
And paid intern Cornelius is sitting there.
I am. I'm sitting here.
He's sitting.
Making sure it all goes well.
Right. I am John Holmes. Welcome to what passes as Talk Radio on a weekday afternoon. And as ever, we're going to start with some music. And the reason for that is because it gets us into today's big story. But what is today's big story? Play along at home just for fun. Find out from the forthcoming musical treat that belongs to Eminem and Elton John.
I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble the addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, F it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girl was pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground stuff that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the stuff you did with Ruckus too, that's bad.
Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
The tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clapped up my window. Oh, I can't see it all. And even if I could, it would all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. Not so bad.
Dear Slim, you still ain't called the rope. I hope you have a chance. I ain't bad. I just think it's messed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you don't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty crummy, man. You're like his favorite idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do.
There we go, then. So that is the music that gets us into today's big story. Chloe just described it in my ear, Chloe Through the Glass, as awful. But it is recorded live at the
2001 or 2006 Grammys.
Okay, there we go.
I think 2006.
All right, like you being so specific there, but anyway. But it is Stan, of course, Eminem, but featuring Elton John on piano. It came at the time that Eminem was being criticised for homophobia, so he deliberately set up this performance with Elton John, an openly gay man, in order to mitigate those accusations.
Man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too.
He wasn't talking about John there.
Wondering why.
Anyway, how does it link to today's big story? That's the question I have posed. Many answers coming in. Thank you for them. None of them right. Cornelius has been trying to work it out as well.
I wish
clue
would
is
just
in the
send the right answer in for once.
Yeah, they don't. Mind it.
No.
So, how does this song link to the big story of the day?
Well, Elton John is from Watford, isn't he?
Okay, yes.
Or owns Watford Football Club.
Yep.
And Watford is up north, John, isn't it, from us?
Well, from us.
Yeah. So
but it's
considered
not actually
in
north.
London, Watford is considered up north.
It's not north.
And George Osborne wants to change Watford into a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So with a massive train, even though, like, it has a major train station, a lot of tubes there as well.
Right.
So is it George Osborne HS3 for Northern England brackets Watford?
No, it isn't that. No, it's not anywhere near that story. Think
is
again.
Someone called Stan in the news.
Ah,
really?
Yes.
Stan.
Afghanistan. There it is.
I loved you, Slim. We could have
Afghanistan.
Yeah,
I know him.
Yeah.
Hope you're gonna sleep.
So Afghanistan, of course, is very much in the news today. Donald Trump has seemingly U-turned. He's U-turned on his, pre-election notion of pulling troops out of that country. Of course, it's the longest war on the US has ever had. It started in 2001, still ongoing. He said he would pull troops out. Today, of course, comes the announcement that he's actually going to increase the levels of troops to Afghanistan and continue the war. How will that go down with Trump's power base? It has implications for Pakistan, neighbouring Pakistan, of course, as well. We're going to be finding out next. We're going to be talking to the senior foreign correspondent, the chief foreign correspondent from the Sunday Times, Christina Lam, very much an Afghan expert. She lived there for a while, written several books on the subject. She'll be joining us on Talk Radio to talk us through Trump's plan next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 100mm Rockwall sound insulation slabs for only £14.99 ex-VAT per 2.88 square metre pack. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Welcome on board, ladies and gentlemen. Could the passenger in carriage 5 please unplug your extension lead and stop charging your phone, electric toothbrush, handheld hoover and power drill on the table? Thank you.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's being held on both sides of the M60 at the moment to allow air ambulance to attend the scene of an accident anti-clockwise between junctions 17 and 16. Merseyside southbound M57 is slow. It's been a medical emergency reported between junctions 2 and 1 near Prescott. One lane's closed there. We're still struggling on the southbound M60 Coventry. Traffic was held briefly junctions 2 to 1 because of an accident, but it is all open. And in Cardiff, the Cogan Spur, the A4055, is currently closed both ways. That's because of a police incident near the retail park. I'm Jarena Adams.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we need to talk about today's big story. As we've been hearing, America is once again doing its bit for world relations by continuing to shoot foreigners. Hot on the burning tails of the promised fire and fury for North Korea comes Donald Trump's new strategy for Afghanistan, which, as it means carrying on fighting there, is more of an old strategy, but it does have new bits to it. One is a shift from a time-based approach, this is what he's saying, to a ground conditions approach to that war. The other is that his decision, he says, has nothing to do with nation building and everything to do with, quote, killing terrorists. Many find the latter hard to believe. Trump's critics suggesting the only reason that US warship crashed into that Liberian tanker the other day was to get at the oil. But the war in Afghanistan is the longest war in US history, and despite Trump's initial plan, his original instinct, as he put it, to withdraw troops, he has U-turned after discussions with his security advisers. Now, on the line is Christina Lamb. She, as you will know, is the Sunday Times chief foreign correspondent. She's also an author, an award-winning one. Her book, Farewell Kabul, not least written about that country. Of course, Christina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Dan. Good to talk to you. So, what does this mean for Afghanistan, this Trump announcement?
Well, I think people in Afghanistan are relieved because they were worried that he was just going to abandon Afghanistan altogether or do something like send in a mercenary army, which he's been talking about. But it's very hard to see how it will make much difference because he's talking about sending in 4,000 more troops.
Yeah.
And if you think back to 2011, there were 140,000 NATO troops and they didn't manage to defeat the Taliban.
So what is his ultimate goal? I mean, he's the phrase, very Trumpian, of course, killing terrorists is what he said he's trying to do. It's nothing to do with anything else. He wants to avoid the mistakes in Iraq. I mean, is he on the right lines there?
Well, he's been persuaded by his generals, who are very determined to kind of finish off what was started in Afghanistan. All of his key military advisers have all served there and were very keen about increasing the troop numbers. But, you know, there's very little specifics in that speech about how any of this is going to be different to what's been done before.
Mm, which is obviously the Trump way, isn't it? Specifics is not really a strong point for him. I mean, how is it going to sit with Trump's power base, though? Because, you know, that electorate that put him there, you know, that one of the things they responded to was the withdrawal of troops.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably be a bit surprised because this is a U-turn, really. He's in the past tweeted about Afghanistan being a waste of money, that the money should, you know, almost $1 trillion has been spent now in Afghanistan, and that money should be spent on making America great again. So, but I guess he's been persuaded with the argument that has been used before, that you've got to kill them there to stop them coming and killing us on our land.
Yeah.
So, some of the recent attacks, I mean, he mentioned Barcelona in his speech. Horrible, he said, in his usual eloquent way.
Yes, quite. What is it, the implication for Pakistan as well? Because obviously he sort of issued a bit of a warning there.
Yeah, he said, you know, the safe havens have got to end. And obviously, one of the reasons the Taliban have been able to fight on so long and successfully is because they base themselves in Pakistan. They train, they recruit, they get funding there and medical help, and then they go back and forth over the border with no problems. So as long as that is the case, it's making it really difficult to fight them. Of course, this has been the case for years and no one's done anything about it. And I think no one really knows what to do because nobody really wants to take on Pakistan and declare them an enemy. I mean, you were talking about North Korea, Iran developing nuclear weapons. Pakistan's got 200 nuclear warheads. Yeah. In fact, Pakistan's helped North Korea and Iran develop their programs.
Tell us, sort of on a personal note with you, really, because you've got so much experience of the country going back many years. And, you know, as a country, and we hear the word Afghanistan, you know, over here, and it's one of those, we think of it, oh, it's miles away, there's a war there, we know. This has gone on for so long. But tell us what is so beautiful about Afghanistan as a country?
It is an incredibly beautiful country geographically. It's got amazing sort of mountains and various scenic places, but the people are also very proud. It's a very illiterate country, and this is one of the problems that the US Army has been having with training the Afghan army. That, you know, it's very different to the situation in Iraq, where you've seen people, the commanders using iPads to call in airstrikes, and many of the people they're working with in the Afghan army can't read.
Yeah.
So it makes it very complicated, and they can't read maps. And but what they do have is they have an incredible oral history. They love telling stories. They're amazing storytellers. They're very proud, very hospitable, actually love of beauty, too. So you see these guys with their Kalashnikovs with all these flowers tied around. And they're incredibly independent people. They feel that they've never been colonized, that any foreign forces have always been driven out, as we British have discovered, having tried three times to fight them previously.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think the biggest problem in Afghanistan today is it's a really young population. 70% of the population is under 30, and many of those people are unemployed. So you go into any village in Afghanistan and they're full of young men hanging around with nothing to do. They are easy prey for Taliban, Daesh, ISIS, whoever, you know, opium. He didn't talk about the fact that Afghanistan is the world's biggest producer of opium and heroin.
Yeah.
And so as long as you're not doing anything about that, I mean, in some ways, you'd be better off sort of building some Trump hotels and employing people than sending in more troops, frankly.
Well, that's a good place to end. Christina, it's an interesting approach. Maybe that we could get word to him that actually, you know, changing the country by putting golf courses in is possibly the way forward.
Well, he is a golf course in Kabul, funnily enough.
Well, that's not right. Listen, Christina, it's really good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Farewell Kabul is Christina's book. She's the Sunday Times chief foreign correspondent, and there she was. And if there's anyone to talk about Afghanistan, she's the person, quite frankly, which is why we got her on. Anyway, in the next half an hour of this programme that's happening right now, there'll be a diversity paper review. Kyle will be joining us today. He's English, Jamaican and Welsh, so that's some boxes ticked right there for diversity purposes. And of course today's headline hijack, but at 1:30 Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS is to be prosecuted by the pensions regulator as part of its investigation into the store's collapse. Dominic Chappelle is facing questions over the sale of BHS after buying it from billionaire Sir Philip Green for just £1 in 2015. It collapsed a year later. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs reports.
11,000 people lost their jobs and there was a huge pensions deficit. That was until Sir Philip later agreed to pay £363 million to help fill a shortfall. Mr. Chappelle's due in court next month to face three charges of neglecting or refusing to provide information and documents without a reasonable excuse.
President Trump wants to send more US troops to Afghanistan, breaking one of his campaign promises to withdraw from the region. He's also heavily criticised America's ally Pakistan for offering a safe haven and for what he's described as agents of chaos.
Divers searching for missing American servicemen after their Navy warship hit an oil tanker have found human remains. The vessels collided near Singapore on Sunday night and several sailors are unaccounted for. The UK is hoping to copy EU rules which make cross-border disputes like divorces or custody battles simpler. The government has outlined the plans for a special agreement to be made post-Brexit. More than 30 people have been arrested in raids ahead of one of Europe's biggest street festivals this weekend, London's Notting Hill Carnival. More than 100 officers took part in a crackdown against knife crime, drugs and child exploitation. And Asda is blaming a genuine printing error for misspelling Isle of Wight on thousands of new carrier bags. They were designed for a new store opening, but they're now having to be reproduced. The weather mostly dry and muggy in the south and east. Cooler and cloudy in the north and northwest with some showery rain turning heavy. Highs of 26 degrees is more in half an hour.
Do you know who I blame?
Who?
The Isle of Wight supremacists.
That's not a thing, John.
It is a thing. It's an alt-right movement of people who think the Isle of Wight is supreme.
Okay.
And they are the Isle of Wight supremacists, and they they're angry about this. Because the problem is... They're racist. And the problem is, because the Isle of Wight is spelt...
It's spelled W-I-G-H-T.
And on the bags, it was spelt...
W-H-I-T-E.
That's down to them, because that they want that, you see.
Right,
they think that the Isle of Wight, it's racist, is what it is.
And what are you going to do about it, John?
I can't. There's nothing I can do apart from bringing it to people's attention. I say stamp out the Isle of Wight supremacists. I've seen them, marching with their flaming garden torches.
Where?
Tearing down...
Where were they marching?
On the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
Tearing down...
Robin Hill Country Park.
Carisbrook Castle.
Black gang chime.
Black gang...
Which they hate.
Which they don't like at all, because of all the black gangs that hang around it in that chime. And also the heroin users on the other side of the island, in the Needles.
I don't know where you're going.
They don't like that, do they? Those Isle of Wight supremacists, they don't like it. So it's a problem, Victoria, in many ways. It's an issue. It's a problem and an issue.
Thanks for alerting everyone.
Cows, they don't like cows. That's there.
Anything else they don't like?
The Beatles.
Right.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because of getting of travelling to a town on the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
They don't like anyone who's got a ticket to ride.
Anything else?
Beatles had a white album.
So they do like that.
They like that. They love that.
Yeah, they're a bit to and fro with the Beatles.
Okay.
Anyway, there, Victoria, we're all up to date now.
Thanks.
Make sure you include all that in the next bulletin.
I'm not sure I have time to.
Mineral news is on the way later.
Yeah.
Victoria will be here with bonus news. She has to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
Yeah.
Mineral news today. What is in mineral news?
Some minerals.
Okay, good. That's in about 2 hours' time. Next, Headline Hijack.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. When the sun goes down, he comes alive with callers from the other side.
The ones who want to air their views on the stuff that never makes the news.
Do fish bleed? Do pigeons have homes? Were the monkeys better than the Rolling Stones?
Would you ever use a haunted loo?
What made Ian turn the air so blue?
How do you sleep at night, you seething little...
Listen each weeknight from 10, and you'll soon find out you're just like them.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, any more news on those Isle of Wight supremacists with their bags that they've deliberately snuck into Asda's bag collection to try and change the name of that island to go along with their offensive politics, frankly? There'll be clashes, I imagine. We'll keep you up to date, as we said, on any of that news. Apparently, the left wing people are trying at the moment. They're trying to topple the Isle of Wight,
really,
because of the supremacy issue. They've got ropes around it, and they're trying to pull it further out to sea, just leave it out there.
Give it to France.
Yeah, just go and sort of slot it onto the edge of Calais, because that's got immigrants, hasn't it, as well, probably.
Oh, well, that won't work then. That'll be more trouble.
Yeah. and thought it through. Anyway, but there's fault on both sides, as far as I can see. So, yeah. Right, so shall we make some news? Shall we make the news up? It's time for today's headline hijack, of course. Let's launch that feature. If you've not heard it before, here's what it is. It's where you get to put a made-up news lie in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Therefore, it sounds to those not paying attention and those not listening to this bit of the programme like it's an actual news story, like it's the truth, yeah? Your chance to hijack the headline. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The Twitter handle is at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like. And text messages, John.
Oh, yes.
Did I happen to mention that they cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. No, you didn't mention that. But,
oh, well, I just have.
All right.
Which is fine.
What's been coming in?
Oh, this is from... Who's this from? Oh, Kevin, who says the comedian Noel Fielding has had a bag of sugar thrown over him by protesters who say they're acting on behalf of the group Parents Against Sugar, who are protesting against the glorification of baked goods in the Great British Bake Off, which begins this evening.
It begins next Tuesday.
I thought it was this evening.
Next Tuesday, isn't it? Or is it today?
Why is it in the news?
Because there was a preview of it for journalists.
Anyway, the attack mirrors a similar protest on the launch of last year's series, well, it was a week before, where head judge Mary Berry was glazed like a donut as she left the Ivy restaurant.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
This is just going as well. Initial reports have shown the punctuality around Westminster has not decreased despite the Big Ben bongs having stopped yesterday. There were fears that within a mile radius of Big Ben, the clock tower, the economy, which is largely based on the bongs, could fall apart. But the emergency contingency plan, costing the taxpayer £3 million a week, is said to have worked. They are also, of course, if you go down there now, they're putting up a statue to MPs' tears. They were all crying, weren't they?
Yeah, of course.
Yesterday, so... And that's caused the Thames to rise up by a foot as well, which is also an issue. Anyway, what else have you got there?
Oh, according to Sharon, the organisers of Reading and Leeds Festival, which is taking place this weekend, have said that they're suffering from a slight guitar shortage on site and have asked for any spare guitars to be donated at the venues from now until the event so that the show can go on. Obviously, recent guitar crops in mainland Europe have not been as fruitful due to inclement weather.
No, that is true, isn't it? They've had a lot of problems with those. Because to grow a guitar, you need exactly the right conditions.
Yeah.
Of course, otherwise, and people fret about that.
They're all from the region of Gibson. Or is it pronounced... How do you pronounce it in Spanish?
Gibson.
Gibson, yeah.
It is estimated that the food stuck in people's beards across all of North America. So this is when, you know, people with beards get a bit of food stuck in there.
A bit of crumbs.
Yeah, crumbs. But that food alone could feed the third world for 30 years and solve world hunger. This is coming from Luke. There have been calls for beard food amnesties to be set up for people to shake their faces into buckets. And then we can donate that trapped food and ship it directly to those in need. That's a very good idea from Luke there. But, well, it's over to you now, isn't it? Because you've got 20 minutes to make up some news. The lines will remain open. Let me give you them again. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And one of the stories that we get, will be in the bulletin as truth at 2 o'clock to confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme. It could be you. The lines are open, as I say, for another 20 minutes. Coming next, the Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
A summer of David Walliams on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Join me, David Walliams, on Story Hour.
This Sunday afternoon from 3, gather round your radio for a full hour of family fun as Britain's best-selling storyteller reads his brilliant novel, Demon Dentist.
I am your new dentist. My name is Miss Root.
Join David Walliams for Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Visit worldofdavidwalliams.com to buy your copy of Demon Dentist.
Undo the ties, unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions.
Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,000 in addition to existing offers when you test drive by the 30th of September. Unmap, unwind and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,000 test drive voucher.
Orders by 30th of September. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families enjoying amazing holidays across the UK and Europe from just £9.50 per person. Don't miss out on yours. Pick up the sun today and start collecting. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The anti-clockwise M60 to the north of Manchester is still blocked following an accident between 17 at Prestwich and 16 at Pendlebury. Queues about to 19 at Haywood. There's also some clockwise delays towards and past the scene of this as well, but all clockwise restrictions have been lifted. The M57 in Merseyside is heavy southbound. Some lane restrictions, junctions 2 to 1 near Prescott because of a medical emergency. Still slow near Coventry for the southbound M6, 3 to 2 after earlier problems there. And in and out of Cardiff, the Cogan Spur is closed both ways. That's because of an incident near to the retail park. I'm Jarena Adams.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's a Tuesday one. Good afternoon. Will has said, forget about the Isle of Wight supremacists. What about the sexist hegemony that is the Isle of Man? Yeah. What about that? That should be the Isle of non-specific gender, because that is offensive.
They should take the men on the Isle of Men, man. They'd take the men and then chop off their tails like the cats.
Yeah,
there.
They have. And then see how it is.
Yeah.
Or something. Pull them off with ropes like statues being torn down. Anyway, this has also come in at Talk Radio on Twitter. First time I've tuned into this programme. Fantastic so far. I think that's from one of our bosses. Anyway, well, here's what you're going to get next, new listener. It's what we do to explain the news, because we're aware, of course, there's lots happening in the news. I mean, in the news just today, there's information on government borrowing. We've been talking about Afghanistan with Christina Lamb, the Sunday Times chief foreign correspondent, as Trump's announcement about Afghanistan, of course, is that he's going to send more troops there. That's in the news. A lot of pictures of the eclipse in the papers. We'll do the papers in a moment. There's the silence of Big Ben is also being reported still today. It's slow news. So all of this is going... It's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, it's all right, because we are here to help. The way we do that, it's very simple. We take the news and we analyse it using the medium of Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse meets current affairs. It's the news in haikus.
MP sobs at last. Big Ben bongs. Maybe she should get a bloody grip.
The news in haikus. So then, to the papers we go now. The day's papers, of course, and what's happening in the news, online, in the papers, and all over the place. To bring it to us today is Kyle. He is, of course, one of our group of diversities. Who brings us the news in the Diversity Paper Review? It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. A different diversity each day. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hi.
Remind us of your diversity.
I am English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Excellent. So what paper are we starting with today, Kyle?
We're starting with the Daily Express, actually. So leading on from the solar eclipse, a very rare celestial event, NASA have confirmed that a planet called Planet X, which is part of conspiracy theories.
Is it?
Yeah, they've confirmed the existence, which happens to share the same name as of a mythical planet, which is feared will destroy Earth next month. So this leads...
It shares the name of the mythical...
Yeah, so...
Why don't they call it something else, and then it won't share the name?
Exactly, yeah. I think they're just trying to get everyone a bit hyped up about it. Right. But it's based on the Nibiru cataclysm myth.
Explain that.
Which dates back to 1976. Writer Zachariah Sitchin claimed that two ancient Middle Eastern cultures, the Babylonians and the Sumerians, told of a giant Nibiru which orbited the sun every 3,600 years. And the theory is that the Earth will be destroyed by this planet.
Oh, no.
Another one of these end of the worlds.
Has Donald Trump threatened the planet?
I think he must have called it something. It's coming around to get his revenge. But a self-proclaimed extraterrestrial psychic, so take it with a pinch of salt, Nancy Leader warned Nibiru would crash into Earth or pass it, causing huge earthquakes and tidal waves from the gravitational pull.
Right.
So this planet's... supposed to be the size of Neptune.
Okay.
Which its diameter is about 49,500 kilometers.
Right.
Compared to the Earth's 12,000 kilometers. And they said it could have a mass about 10 times ten times that of Earth and orbit about 20 times further from the sun. It takes around 10 to 20,000 years, which is why we've not had it before.
Have we seen it? I mean, does it exist?
Well, this is NASA have confirmed that a planet like it exists on the out aspects of the solar system.
But its orbit, its trajectory is so wide. Well, it's, that it only comes
yeah,
around.
So it's got a highly elongated orbit which passes Pluto, and obviously Pluto is
at the end
of our solar system. Yeah. So it's a ridiculous orbit.
Yeah.
But they reckon that the theory came around from a Christian numerologist, so we've got a lot of...
There's another pinch of salt right there.
A lot of legible sources coming through, who predicted Nibiru would appear in the skies on September the 23rd, just a month over the eclipse warning. And he's come about this with a stunning numerical coincidence called the 33 convergence. So when the eclipse begins on August 21st, the sunrise will be dark, just as Isaiah predicts. The moon involved is called a black moon. These occur about every 33 months. In the Bible, the divine name of Elohim appears 33 times in Genesis. The eclipse will start in Lincoln Beach, Oregon, the 33rd state, and end on the 33rd degree of Charleston, South Carolina. And such a solar eclipse has not occurred since 1918, which is 99 years or 33 times.
Right.
Times three. And he worked out that the world will date based on this coincidence. So he reckons that 33 days after the solar eclipse, the stars will align exactly as the Book of Revelation say they will before the end of the world. That date, he reckons, is September 23rd, 2017.
Right. It's all balls, that, isn't it?
Have you told Howard Hughes about this?
I think we need a press conference or something.
Yeah. I am Howard Hughes.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know, at the end of the day, if that does happen on September 23rd, is that a weekday? Because we'll be on air. So we can follow that live.
We could, get some live cameras out.
We cover that. We do it for the big story.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
It'll have to be Penny Smith.
Well, as long as it's after the football,
I've always thought, weirdly, that the end of the world would come around during Penny Smith's show on a week.
Yeah, I've heard it and come to that same conclusion.
Yeah.
But she'd be great at covering it. If the apocalypse was upon us, I'd want Penny Smith anchoring that, I think.
Yeah, not if the guest pulled out.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah, that often happens. Anyway, so... great. That was in the Express, is it?
That was in the Daily Express,
of course it was.
Where
next?
We go to The Mirror with a warning from Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Killer robots wielding autonomous weapons will be the third revolution in warfare.
Yeah, this we talked a little about this yesterday because I like Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's great.
He's the CEO of Tesla, isn't he?
Yeah.
And
revolutionising the world,
yeah.
especially with his Hyperloop.
And he has also has a name like a Lynx deodorant.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And I, this killer robot thing, you think, well, that's a distant dream. But it turns out it's a reality.
It is, yeah. I mean, they reckon it could be about within the next 10 to 15 years with various companies looking to create artificial intelligence with a conscience. They've actually nicknamed it the Terminator scenario.
Of course they have.
So something like Skynet, where it gets awareness, consciousness, and starts building its own robots and just taking over the world.
Yeah.
But it seems like they are pretty worried about it.
They want robots weaponry, because this is about weaponized robots.
Weaponizing robots, yeah.
And killer soldiers, as the headlines are calling them.
Yeah.
And they want it categorized by the UN in the same way as chemical weapons, i.e. outlawed from warfare.
They do, yeah. So Elon Musk and 100 robotics and artificial intelligence leaders penned a letter, and 116 leaders from around the world have signed it. They were meant to meet for the first time this month, but they've had to push it back to November.
But well, the world will be ended by then anyway.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't
really matter. I'd like to add my name to...
You want to add your name to that letter?
Yes.
Well, the way he closes the letter, like, once this Pandora's box is opened, it'll be hard to close. Like, it's a full-on warning. Like,
that is... We will look back at the rise of the machines to this moment,
yeah,
and say, I wish they'd read that letter properly.
They should have read it. Well, they should have taken action.
He's sort of late here, because the New Zealand comedy folk duo Flight of the Conchords have a song called Robots, which is written for robots after the robotic uprising of 2000.
Right.
So really, this is just a letter form of that, really.
Yeah, and that wasn't that effective, though, was it?
No.
It didn't stop the rise of the robots, otherwise we wouldn't find ourselves at this point now.
Yeah.
So we do have Flight of the Conchords to blame for that.
should have taken their warning.
Yeah.
So but it's all these warnings being ignored,
know, but it is scary. I mean, if you just think of the way technology's upgraded over the past,
just
like, 5 years...
Them.
Hey?
Unplug them.
Yeah, but they'll learn how to plug themselves back in.
Really?
No,
because as soon as you unplug something, as soon as you unplug a kettle, it can't plug itself back in.
Not
it's
yet.
It's got no energy.
No, but not yet. But what if it stores the energy? What if you get a kettle that stores the energy a bit, or transfers its energy that it's built of steam?
Or like a solar-powered robot.
Yeah.
Turn the sun off.
Yeah. We'd be safe during the eclipse.
Any
eclipse.
Oh, they did it yesterday.
Yeah.
The next one in the UK is not until 2090, so we'd be pretty screwed.
Yeah.
73 years we'd have to live under robotic rule.
I mean, it's
so what's going to kill us first, these robots or this planet?
I kind of hope the robots. I'd like to see them.
Yeah. Would you rather go out with a sort of interplanetary disaster like that, or be murdered by a weaponized robot killer soldier?
I think the planet thing.
Yeah.
Because I think the robot would be too sort of staggered. Like, they couldn't do the whole Earth at once.
No. And you'd have a chance against the robots.
Yeah.
Because there'd always be a resistance.
Mm. Yeah. And you're right. The planet thing would be spectacular. It'd look amazing.
No, because I reckon that would just be boop and then everyone.
No, stopped. Because the seas and the mountains would be rent in twain.
You'd have all the...
Like
the,
it said.
The natural Earth, devastation
yeah.
beforehand. The Earth would split and... Earthquakes, volcanoes
and
erupting.
Penny Smith hosting it. She wouldn't get a chance to host the end of the robot war, would
Why
she?
Why not? Is Penny Smith their first target?
Yeah. For obvious reasons. So, what else have you got, Kyle?
Another NASA warning, actually.
Is there any real news in this paper review?
This is real news. Okay, so this one's a bit more plausible. I mean, it's not life-threatening. It's not going to end the world.
Right.
It's just a large asteroid that they found called Florence. It will fly past Earth on September the 1st at a distance of 4.4 million miles.
Yeah.
And it's not... They're not saying... Like I say, they're not trying to predict the end of the world or anything. They're just saying that it's an asteroid that they'll be able to use... some of the various asteroid observation technologies that they've been developing, as well as the asteroid like planetary defenses. So that there are two asteroids coming around. This one's slightly bigger, which will be around on September the 1st, and the second one's in October, which is going to be slightly smaller, but it's going to pass 2,500 miles away from Earth.
Right.
Which is a third of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. So there's maybe up to see it, especially with
quite close. That's quite close.
It's very close in consideration.
Can't nuclear deterrence like the Star Wars that America has? That's what it's in it now. I can't remember. Yeah. Can't they deal with them?
Well, this is what they're thinking. They're actually hoping that it will pass quite close, so that they can test these defence systems that they've got protecting the planet from such devastations.
Hmm.
But it's just interesting, and it's great that it could possibly be visible, especially the second one in October, 2,500 miles away from Earth.
That's not far at all.
No.
And also, I note that they named it Florence, right?
Florence.
And who is the true leader of the machines?
Florence and the Nightingale? Florence and the Machines.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Out of your chair.
Well, hello.
That was a wild shot in the dark.
Florence, which is what the Star Wars defence system would be.
That would be.
Anyway, so...
Well, that's where it's based.
Yeah. So, thanks, Kyle.
No worries,
thanks,
that
Kyle.
Sort of space news, which I sort of like.
Yeah.
Very good. Kyle, there with the diversity paper review. Once more, Kyle, remind us of your diversity.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Right. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we'll do Headline Hijack momentarily, but in the next bit of the programme, we will be helping someone, Kyle. We like to help people on this show, as you know, because people have a hope and a dream, don't they? And they often beg for the public coin on Kickstarter about it.
Oh, they do.
So what we do on here, we invite such people onto the airwaves to talk to us about their hope and their dream, and we give their Kickstarter a bit of a kick up the arse.
Oh, brilliant.
Inviting them onto Britain's 32nd most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39.
Decent.
I think the money will just roll in for them. So that is on the way very shortly. There's also a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And you may have seen in the news today about the world's, or the fringes, should I say, in Edinburgh's funniest joke. That's in a lot of the news bulletins today. The funniest joke, the number one, by a comedian called Ken Cheng, isn't actually that funny. The funniest joke, in our opinion, he's number six on the list, which is by a comedian called Mark Simmons. He'll be joining us. I mean, he hasn't had his time in the sun today, has he? It's literally been all about Ken Cheng.
Mm.
But we say to that. Let's get Mark Simmons on. You know, he's in the list. He's just not invited on any programmes. But he is now. So he'll be talking to us. All to come between now and when we stop. Now, Headline Hijack. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. That is what we have been angling at. It's what we've been asking you for. To hear your words said as truth across the nation by Victoria. We need a headline hijacker. Who is it, Cornelius?
It's Tony.
Tony! Good afternoon, Tony. Where's Tony?
Tony is in Portsmouth.
Okay, well, that story by Tony in the news next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of over 6 million people. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
To trek, to climb, to paddle, to hike, to swim, to clamber, to row, to scramble, to wade, to scale, to swing across, to jump in, to gaze, to snuggle up, to sleep soundly. Adventure. It's now more accessible than ever. From the 18th to the 29th of August, you can choose a new Land Rover with an additional £1,000 deposit contribution and 6.9% APR representative finance available with Land Rover Freedom PCP. Find out more at landrover.co.uk/offer. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Credit subject to status. UK 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Blackhorse Limited trading as Land Rover Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, ex-BHS owner faces prosecution. Trump backtracks on Afghanistan troops. And work up a sweat to save on your shop.
Talk Radio.
Former BHS owner Dominic Chappelle is going to be prosecuted for refusing to cooperate with a watchdog. He's accused of failing to provide information to the pensions regulator during its investigation into the sale of the collapsed retailer. It's thought Britain is unlikely to send more troops to Afghanistan despite welcoming Donald Trump's U-turn over providing military support. The US president had pledged to withdraw US forces, but now admits that would leave a vacuum for terrorists to fill. Ian Schmales is the former British defence attaché in Kabul. He says one of Mr. Trump's justification for boosting numbers was to honour the war dead.
I think anyone who's lost a loved one in Afghanistan is very keen to see that their loved one lost their life for a purpose. And he gave this talk, of course, very close to the National Cemetery in Arlington. And I think that was done deliberately.
A coroner has heard a man who killed a police officer before trying to cook and eat him was found hanged in his cell a month after being taken off suicide watch. Stefano Brizzi died at Belmarsh High Security Jail in February. He strangled 59-year-old Gordon Semple after meeting him on Grindr. A baby and two boys have been pulled alive from the rubble of a house after an earthquake hit Italy and left at least two people dead. Around 40 people have been injured on the holiday island of Ischia. And thousands of people could get food vouchers, discounted gym membership or even sports gear under a proposed scheme to get us fit. NHS England is planning to offer rewards to people in 10 pilot areas if they meet weekly exercise targets. Hugh Edwards from the Health Body UK Active has told Talk Radio it's about providing incentives.
How can we live an active, healthy life in times which are very challenging? Times are tight on time and cost. And this is a really opportunity to see how we can incentivise all parts of different life, from young people through to old people, to be more active and live a healthy life.
So the plan is to bribe people to run a bit?
Yeah.
With what?
As I said before, food vouchers,
yes,
discounted gym memberships or, like, stuff to wear while you're working out.
Yeah. But the food, you shouldn't bribe fat people with food. That seems counterproductive.
It doesn't have to be unhealthy food. Everyone needs to eat. And you need to eat, especially if you're doing exercise, otherwise you could become really ill.
Okay, why don't what we do is we tie a carrot to a stick.
That's a rubbish incentive.
Fat person's head. And then they can run after the carrot. That's healthy, isn't it? Because then you're running to try and eat the carrot.
Yeah, but you're also assuming everyone is thick.
What's that got to do with being thick?
Because only a stupid person would run after a carrot tied to a stick on their head. You know, that's quite offensive that you'd even suggest that.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not a good idea. In what realm is that a good idea?
What would you tie to a stick on a fat person's head? A trifle?
Nothing.
But you just said they needed to eat. So you can't tie nothing there. You're contradicting your own story.
Yeah, but why do you have to tie something on someone's head?
Because they'll run after it.
And no, they won't.
They will.
Because that's ridiculous.
All right, a pie.
No.
Cake?
No. I mean, cakes are great, but no.
Have you done the weather?
No.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I'm going to find it now. I reshuffle my papers in a mood.
Do you want me to tie the...
No, mostly dry and muggy in the south
the
and east. Cooler and cloudier in the north and northwest with showery rain. Turning heavier later, highs of 26 degrees.
Thank you very much. Victoria will be here at 3:30 with the bonus news. Today's bonus news. Animal news? No. Vegetable news? No. Otherwise we could talk about the carrot thing.
Mm.
No, mineral news today. Have you started to... Oh!
I've got a lovely mineral story.
Would you like to tease us with it?
It has some water in it.
Yeah. That'll do. Right, and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Fletcher, good afternoon. Tottenham's imminent signing Davinson Sanchez is expected to undergo a medical today ahead of his reported £42 million club record move from Ajax. The Colombian centre-back has agreed a six-year deal with Spurs and, all being well, will become their first signing this summer. West Brom are one of a number of Premier League sides looking to avoid an upset in the second round of the Carabao Cup this evening. They go to Sky Bet League 2 Accrington. Talk Sport will take you around the grounds. Talk Sport 2 will have four live commentary on Sheffield United against Leicester. Foxes boss Craig Shakespeare says Jamie Vardy will be fit to play some part in tonight's tie after picking up an ankle injury during their Premier League win over Brighton on Saturday. Shakespeare says the forward may not start, but he should feature. Elsewhere, Celtic take a 5-0 lead into the second leg of their Champions League playoff with Astana later this afternoon. Finally, rugby. England attempt to reach the final of the Women's World Cup later today. The holders take on France in the last four in Belfast this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, people are being warned not to fall for an email scam which steals money from you by telling you that you can print fresh money by inserting cash notes into your computer drive. The computer then keeps the cash and sends it by email to the thieves.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. So very shortly, we'll meet today's Kickstarter hopeful.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome to you. Now, you can't have failed to notice, Bake Off is all over the news today, because it's moved to Channel 4. I think it starts next week, but it's been shown to some journalists. There was a preview, I think, of it. Paul Hollywood, Noel Fielding, Sandy Toksvig, and Prue Leith, all talking to journalists about it. All of them surprisingly saying how good it is. I was surprised at that. But anyway, known, of course, for its innuendo.
Is that surprised?
What?
That a show made by the exact same people that was good, like the same team behind it.
Yeah.
Have made another good,
made another good show,
which is the exact same show.
But it's the people in the show that are saying it's good.
Okay.
Isn't it? I mean, they're not going to lie.
Yeah.
So okay. It must be brilliant. If the people in it say it's good, it must be.
I see.
I think Len Goodman said the same about that thing on Saturday evenings. Len Goodman's Rhyming Time, or whatever it was called.
It's Partners in Rhyme, or something.
Bake Off innuendos. Now, they have issued what they did say at this preview, if you've seen it, is they ran out of innuendos. This is due to the weather in Europe, where they grow innuendos, of course, and sadly, due to climate change and so on and so forth, the crop of innuendos this summer has not been as high as previously. There's a bit of an innuendo shortage. So we thought we'd help them out. They've put a call out. Bake Off innuendos we will do via text this afternoon. Please, if you can help us with a cooking-based double entendre, then get in touch. 8722 is the
start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what we got coming in so far?
John?
Yeah.
I think someone is really going to experiment on this series by putting some lady fingers in their chocolate pudding.
That's quite a good one. John, I have my soggy bottom is covered in a sticky substance. Brackets, perhaps it's jam. Great, great innuendo there. Well done. Mm. So that's the kind. You know the kind of thing. Of course, just get in touch, and we'll pass them on to the makers of Bake Off, who are suffering from this global, I think it is, innuendo shortage. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Feel free to give us one.
Thank you. Now, of course, here's a thing. The public coin. People beg for it, don't they? The people, they beg for the public coin. And they do it in the form of Kickstarter projects. Now, this is where people set up an idea, a hope and a dream in the hope of making it real. And we like to help them on a regular basis by giving their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. One such person is on the line now. She's called Daphne. Hello, Daphne. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Right then. So, tell us about why you are after the public coin. What worthy cause, Daphna?
All right. So I'm the artistic director of a company called Peut-être Theatre. We're a company which has been making wonderful dance theatre for children in the past 10 years.
Right.
And we're creating a very special project this autumn in partnership with Gosh Arts. At Great Ormond Street Hospital, we're going to create our new show. The new show is called Tidy Up. It's all about the chaos and order, and it's going to be a new show for children aged 3+. But the special thing is that the whole creation process will be at the hospital, so children of all abilities are going to be able to take part, whether it's a warm-up session with us in the morning or a little workshop on their bedside or a music session in the afternoon, or even just come and see the work as it progresses and as it evolves.
Oh, I see.
And the show will also premiere at the hospital as part of their Family Arts Week in October half term before it's going to go on tour all across the country.
Right, so, okay, so the unique selling point then is as you say, you're going to be doing this on site at Great Ormond Street. And does that mean then that, I mean, are you kind of auditioning kids to do this, or is it a case of, right, you get involved however you like?
No. So the show will be performed by a professional cast. Three brilliant dancers will be the performers and a brilliant creative team of musicians and movement directors and designers will be on board. And what the kids will do and the families at the hospital, they'll help us create it. They'll bring their ideas and they'll take part in workshops that would help the creation of the piece.
I understand. Right, so, okay, and in terms of, presumably this kind of thing hasn't been done before then? This is sort of a new venture of doing one of these things?
It's definitely a new venture for us.
Yeah.
We have definitely not... we have worked with Great Ormond Street Hospital before. They've helped the creation of our last show. We've worked their audiology department before. And we've performed the show there, and we've done workshops. But we haven't... actually created a show at the hospital, and as far as I know they haven't done that before, but yeah. when Gosh Arts offered us to do the residency there, we kind of sat with them together and thought, what is the best way to engage with as many children and families as possible and make it the most meaningful for everyone involved, for yeah. us as well as for the children at the hospital.
And tell me a little bit about the theatre company then, in terms of your... Because it's a children's theatre company, isn't it? So
it's a children's yeah. theatre company. So we create work which is primarily non-verbal, so it's very, very accessible for children of all abilities. We've made work for the last 10 years, so this will be our 7th or 8th production. Right. I'm not quite sure. And we tour to lots and lots of venues, so this project is also supported by the Roundhouse in London, by Waterman's Art Centre in Brentford, and we tour internationally as well as all around the country. So Tidy Up will go to lots of exciting venues as well.
And what do the children get out of it in terms of, I mean, this is about, it's they're in, you know, they're in hospital, for heaven's sake, so this, you know, anything to sort of entertain, to distract, to get them involved in this kind
exactly.
of things is great. So what do they get out of it?
So, you know, what we do is not quite art therapy. It's definitely not art therapy. It's high quality art in the hospital setting. So it will definitely lift their spirits. It will definitely give them an opportunity to be involved in a professional production, which they can't be involved in because of their situation, because of being in the hospital. Some of them can't leave their bedside. So we will also accommodate that and do workshop, one-on-one workshops in the wards. To work with specific children. So I hope they'll get a lot of joy out of it and inspiration. And they'll also get to see their ideas integrated in a professional production that will then go on tour and reach around 6,000 children only in the first leg of the tour.
Yeah. And did you, in terms of what the VIT company do with that show then, so you take the ideas from the kids and integrate them into what you're doing, and in terms of realising them physically, I mean, is it a case of a kid could go, oh, I don't know, I'd like to see, I don't know, someone dressed as a dinosaur, and then you have to go and go...
Not quite.
Okay, so how does it work?
So... the show is about order and chaos,
yeah.
as I said. The original idea came out of mostly conversation with my own children. I mean, there isn't a day without an argument in our household about tidying up. So that kind of triggered something. I know this is something the children, my children, hate doing. And we are very much keen that they would enjoy doing a little bit more. So what we're trying to do with the show is create a show that would make chaos a little more fun for parents and tidying up a little more fun for children. Our ideas are at the moment to create a very interactive show. So the children and parents will be welcome on stage as well in parts of it. They'll be part of the choreography at points in the show. So it might be that they'll say, what we want is to see somebody dressed as a dinosaur at that point in their design workshop that we'll do with them, and we might integrate that. But we'll probably work more specifically with them on the movement and creation of the movement, yeah, and what they feel about tidying up and making an
effort. I think it's a good move, and you know, because anything that gets kids, I've got two kids as well, and tidying up, you're absolutely right, is it tends to just get shoved in a room and just sort of the door crammed, just go, don't anyone go in there because of the thing. And then, if they want to get something out of there, you have to negotiate this labyrinth of toys.
Exactly,
and it is a good anything to get them to do it. Frankly, has my vote.
But specifically for the children of the hospital and the families of the hospital, I guess the relevance for that is that their life is in a bit of a chaos anyway. Yeah, their routines are a little bit broken because of their situation. So what we'll do is talk a little bit with the psychology department and with some of the families specifically about that.
I think it's, as well, just as an idle thought, if you could, because I know, you know, we'll talk about the how people can get involved financially in a moment, but I think if you, as one of your rewards, because that's how Kickstarter works, isn't it? You sort of offer rewards to people mm-hmm. who are donating. You offer to go around with your entire cast and tidy up people's mm-hmm. houses, but in a sort of dance way. As a sort of,
that is a brilliant
thank
idea.
You. It's a sort of cleaning service / theatre. I think people would pay a fortune for that, Daphne. I think they would.
I think you're absolutely right.
I would get you into my house. I'd go, see the room full of the toys. Dance your way
exactly.
through that. So how do people get involved? What do they? What are you looking for financially then? And what do people? How can
so
people
we are getting there in terms of our targets. We're very proud to announce that Arts Council England are supporting the project, and Gosh Arts are supporting the project. But we need a little bit more support in order to get there and raise all the finance that we need. So we created a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. It's called our new show, Tidy Up, by Petesco Theatre. And there are plenty of fun rewards, from tickets to see the show all across the country, wherever you live, I think will be in most parts of the country, from CDs of music of our favorite shows, from workshops with cast members and backstage tours. So there's lots of fun rewards that people could get if they back the project.
And add on hoovering. You'll be quids in.
Exactly.
I think.
I'll definitely consider that.
You do. In fact, if you could come and sort out the office here, that would be a start. I mean, I don't want to name names, but there are some people who we could do with binning. So, you know, if you come around and just sort of help us with that. So we go to Kickstarter and we search for our new show, Tidy Up. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Listen, Daphne, thank you very much for joining us to tell us about that. That's a Kickstarter. That is a worthy one. People have hopes and dreams of all shapes and sizes. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that on this programme, it's where we give your Kickstarter a kick up the arse. All you have to do is get in touch with the programme. You can come on and talk about it, whatever it may be, from dancing your way through mess to inventing a new kettle made of ice. Then just get in touch. 87222 is the number. Start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
It's here.
It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
TradePoint, we've got trade exclusive pricing on all kitchens, like the Sanford textured oak effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example, excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long anti-clockwise delays for the M60 to the north of Manchester. This is after earlier problems between 17 for Prestwich and 16 for Pendlebury. All lanes have been reopened there, but the congestion is tailing back to at least Junction 20. Traffic on the northbound M1 just north of 28 is ground to a halt. At least one lane's closed there because of a broken down vehicle. It's looking very slow. In Bath in Somerset, the Wells Road, the A367 is closed because of a building fire. That's causing delays. But better news in and out of Cardiff for the Cogan Spur, the A4055, that has reopened. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Now, it's 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. You may have seen in the news today that the funniest joke of the Fringe, the Edinburgh Fringe, which, of course, is currently on in, well, Edinburgh, if I'm brutally honest, they do this every year, of course. They have a list of what the public vote for, and they voted for one by Ken Cheng, which is this. This is the number one joke. I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change. And the odd thing about this list is that that's the least funny one on there. So, which begs the question, how on earth have the public managed to do that? It's like, if you give the public a vote, this is what happens. You get Brexit. You get that joke being voted the funniest. It's not the funniest. The funniest joke on that list is number six, frankly, and it belongs to a man called Mark Simmons. And he's on the phone now. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How's the Edinburgh Fringe going for you?
Fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. My favourite one so far.
I'd be better, great, though, if your joke was number one, wouldn't it?
Well, that's it. Did you vote, John?
No. But had I voted, Mark...
You think that would have made a difference?
Well, not made a difference, but I certainly would have voted for you. So if there was one vote in it, then that would... But no, I genuinely think your joke, which you will now have to tell us, was the funniest one on that list. So if you would, Mark, because it's all in the delivery, of course.
combine harvesters and you'll have a really big restaurant.
See, yeah, that is a good joke. That is a classic play on words.
You know what? They said it on the BBC Business earlier on TV, yeah. And the guy that they said it to just looked at him. He had no idea. just stared awkwardly. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Funnier than that joke, in fact. Probably.
Yeah.
But it's weird, isn't it, this? Because you get these lists every year. No, let's not beat around the bush. It's a PR exercise for a television channel, right? Because they sponsor it, Dave, don't they? That's what it is. That's all it is. And that's fine. But what is difficult about it, I think, is when the jokes are written down for the public to read in the paper today, it's in the delivery, isn't it? It doesn't necessarily do them justice.
Yeah, definitely. I've got loads of jokes in my set that don't work written down at all, so they can't even be selected.
Do you have an example?
Yeah.
You want an example? Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
Okay. oh, no.
It's put you on the spot, hasn't it? I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. No, all I can think of are ones that do work written down. Got some of them.
Fine, we'll take that. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, good.
My girlfriend said I was average. I thought that's mean.
Not good, yeah, see?
Yeah. There you go, that works written down. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
They all work written down.
You're an idiot, Mark. That's frankly. but I like having you on, because no one else is talking to anyone else on that list today. You see, they're all going for Ken, aren't they?
No.
Up there, and we thought, no, that's not right. We want one of the people who've been done over.
I've actually started my own online campaign on Twitter to become the face of Harvester now.
Well, it used to be Wurzel Gummidge, didn't it? Did it? Yeah, did you not know that? You know Wurzel Gummidge, right?
I've got hair like him.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark looks like Wurzel Gummidge.
This is Wurzel Gummidge.
When you used to go into a harvester, I don't know whether you've ever been to a harvester before, but when you used to go into one, there was used to be an animatronic Wurzel Gummidge waving at you as you went in. It was sinister and weird, Mark.
You know what? He actually died recently, didn't he?
Who? Wurzel Gummidge?
Yeah, the actor.
Was that recently?
I could have an opportunity here.
I think it was a while ago. I don't know. But it was John Pertwee, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah.
This is your new... I mean, you could stand there and just do that joke.
Yeah.
People as they walk in. I think that's quite a nice idea.
Yeah, if people want to retweet it, go to my Twitter page.
And where, Mark, would we find that? Where?
It's a bit of a weird Twitter app, but it's Big Bird Sheeran by Ed Sheeran. So Big Bird Sesame Street Sheeran.
Right.
There is a reason for it, but it would take too long to explain.
Does it look all right written down, that reason? I'm interested. you presumably might have seen all of these jokes in today's news. I mean, did you, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, I mean, but did you have a particular favourite that's not your own that's probably also not Ken's because it's not very good?
Oh, yeah, what did I like? Quite like the umbrella one.
That was my second favourite, yeah.
Andy Fields.
Do you want to do that joke, Mark?
I'll probably absolutely ruin it. I like to think that the guy who invented the umbrella wanted to call it the Brella, but hesitated.
That's really good.
Good.
Was that it?
Andy Fields, yeah. That's
great,
right.
Joke.
So there's a lot of... but it's always difficult, the one-liner thing, isn't it? And this involved... How did it work? Did the judges sort of come round and sit... see the shows, write down their favourite lines and then just put it out to a public vote? Was that how it worked?
Yeah. I had a guy came into one of my first shows and I saw him every so often jotting down on his notepad. And then the next thing I heard was today, this morning.
Yeah, all right. But the thing that Ken's, the number one joke, I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change. The reason it doesn't work quite well enough is because no one says the words, I hate all change. The phrase is, I hate change. Isn't it? I don't like change.
I'm not a fan of change.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it doesn't quite trans.
But I don't like change. That's it.
That's it. I don't like change. Yeah, I'm not. See, I've made that joke better for him. So I don't know why.
You should tweet him.
Well, technically, I could do that joke and claim it's my own because I've just I've changed it. And that's how it works.
But we don't like change, though, do we?
Mark, a pleasure talking to you.
You're
up for another week, yeah? Tell us where the gig is. Where's the gig?
It's at the Barbados Complex on the Cowgate at 3 o'clock. And retweet my tweet. Make me the face of Harvester. I want to live my dream.
Mark Simmons there with the sixth funniest joke at the Fringe. According to the public, who are idiots, because it's the best one. Right, there he was. And if you, his show starts in half an hour, so if you pop to Edinburgh now, you'll get there within half an hour. Anyway, shall we do?
Yeah, toddler pop.
Okay, that was Mark Simmons, as I say. Now it is time, it's time for you to identify the tune as played on a toy xylophone by a tiny child. It is Toddler Pops. Now, you know how it works. This is how a child, as I say, plays a tune on a xylophone. You're invited to identify that tune. If only you can. If you do so correctly, then why not send your answer to this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And put the hashtag Toddler Pops so we can find it easily. And then out of all the correct answers, we will pick one lucky person to award the I guessed the tune on the toy xylophone played by a child between 1 and 4 in the afternoons on a weekday on Talk Radio Toddler Pops certificate. That's right. But before we get to the tune, well, of course, I spoke to Maisie, as usual, I was kind of asking her about how her week had been and such.
All stories of stuff, John. Mostly tearing down statues.
Right, tearing down statues?
Well, not statues, John. Dolls. They belong to a different era.
So dolls. I mean, I know in America they've been tearing down statues because of, like, slavery and stuff.
Dolls are as bad, John. Barbie, unrealistic, sexist portrayal of a woman. I vandalised it.
What? But you haven't got a Barbie.
I went to a Toys R Us, pulled them off the shelves and spray-painted them black.
How is that relevant to women? It's slavery that's got the black thing, so...
Offensive, John! Ditto Tiny Tears! Babies don't cry anymore, John. That idea is rooted in the 1950s.
Okay.
Action, man! Tore them down. They don't have any genitals, John. And that makes a mockery of trans people.
Right, how does the...
Offensive, John! And as for Golly...
Right, let's just play a tune.
Yep.
Thanks, Maisie!
Shut up, John!
There we go. She needs to work on her politics. But the point of the exercise is, of course, to identify that tune. What was the song? We can hear it again. Here it is. Try and identify this. The lines are now open for you to get your guess in. We will bring you the answer and, of course, the recipient of the Toddler Pop certificate after the 3:30 news. But the lines are open, as I say, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Toddler Pops.
And reveal all we shall after the news with Victoria at 2:31. It's coming now.
Talk Radio.
The pensions regulator says it's prosecuting former BHS boss Dominic Chappelle over its inquiry into the retail chain's collapse. He's accused of failing to provide information and documents for an investigation into his purchase of the group for £1. Sky's business presenter Ian King says it's a serious offence.
Should he be found guilty, that carries a prison sentence of up to 2 years as well as a fine. Now, Mr. Chappelle, it's worth bearing in mind, is also being pursued by the Insolvency Service, which is an arm of the Department for Business, and when he was asked about this, he said, well, actually, all the information that I've got pertaining to BHS has been seized by Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs.
Four surviving suspects are appearing in court over twin terror attacks in Spain last week. The men who were appearing behind closed doors are accused of being members of a 12-strong cell which killed 15 people. A number of bodies have been found after a US warship collided with an oil tanker off Singapore. 10 sailors were missing after the crash, which left the USS John S. McCain with a big hole in its hull. Airports are bracing themselves for a slump in passenger numbers. They're worried bookings could dry up over fears of the UK leaving the EU without a deal allowing airlines to fly to the bloc. And England cricket legend Geoffrey Boycott has apologised over comments he admits were unacceptable. He reportedly told VIP guests at England's test with the West Indies last week that he'd be more likely to get a knighthood if he blacked up. The weather mostly dry and muggy in the south and east, cooler and cloudier in the north and northwest with some showers. Rain, which will turn heavy. Highs of 26 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria Bourne.
I'm calling for a Geoffrey boycott after that.
Yep.
I think we should boycott him.
Okay, Cornelius.
Hashtag boycott boycott.
Yeah.
Is probably already trending because of that. In an hour's time, Victoria... Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
We'll have today's bonus news, and it comes from, it comes from the world of minerals, because we do animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news. Today we bring you mineral news. Any more?
No.
Oh. Okay. So I thought she may bring us a mineral...
You used to be so enthusiastic about bonus news, and nowadays...
Never mineral news.
Still.
I've already said this is a lovely story. It involves water.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get to hear it in an hour. In this half an hour, by the way, we're talking to Fraser. He's a work experience. He's going to be here to review new music. It's work experience punditry that's on the way. And, of course, very soon, well, almost immediately, the answer to this week's edition of Toddler Pops is on the way.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Welcome to you if you are just joining us. Well, there's a lot of news around today. We talked about Afghanistan earlier. This is, of course, the story about Donald Trump, who has said that he will not be withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, the United States' longest ever war. He said he was criticised it a lot. He was a very vocal critic of it during the Obama presidency and said that the troops should be brought home. And now he's sending more. So that's a bit of a U-turn. Earlier on, we spoke to Christina Lamb from the Sunday Times. She's their chief foreign correspondent about that. Of course, if you missed that. That's in the news. I mean, that is in the news. There's also news that you've been hearing there about this dope test, more leaked sportsman drug tests from a Russian hacking group called Fancy Bears.
What?
Well, the weird thing, they're called Fancy Bears. That's the name of the hacking group.
We will bring down the Russian athletic team. What shall we call ourselves? Fancy Bears?
Well, the funny thing about it is that they're not bears.
They're a hacking team. No.
And it's but
no, I'm going to move this on.
The funny thing is about it is that the you can't because it goes to the haiku.
Oh, yeah.
The funny thing about the microphone. Look, so what people don't understand is. We're really far behind, John.
I'll tell you what it's like.
It's a little bit like. There's a TV programme back in the sort of 80s called BJ and the Bear. And it was about a trucker called BJ McKay. And he had his best friend, Bear. But he wasn't a bear. He was a. That was the funny thing. He was a chimpanzee, not a bear.
Remember that 2 weeks. You took off.
Yeah.
Off air,
yeah.
We decided that we were going to kill off that joke because that was it. We've reached.
It's not a joke, Colin. Yeah, it's a serious.
After the phone call, the prank phone call, there's nothing more we could do with it.
There will be texts now of people not understanding this, which is why
I know, but we've done this. We do this every day, and it's so boring.
It's important to understand that the bear in BJ and the Bear from the television in the 1980s. Wasn't a bear, it was called Bear, but it was a chimpanzee. And from there,
we're doing a haiku,
the humour arose.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, let me explain.
The news.
But he wasn't a bear, he was a chimpanzee.
I mean, the news.
You just said you didn't understand
No, I don't understand the news. I can't get my head around it.
All right, then, well, we'll explain it for you. There was a truck driver.
In a haiku form. Here is the news in haikus.
The bake-off returns. Will I make a poor joke? You better proleaf it.
The news in haiku. So just before the news there, the news at 2:30, came their toddler pops. We spoke to a 7-year-old about what she'd been doing with her week and stuff. And then she played a tune on a toy xylophone. Here's what happened.
I went to a Toys R Us, pulled them off the shelves and spray-painted them black.
How is that relevant to women? It's slavery that's got the black thing, so...
John, ditto Tiny Tears. Babies don't cry anymore, John. That idea is rooted in the 1950s.
Okay.
Action, man! Tore them down. They don't have any genitals, John. And that makes a mockery of trans people.
Right, how does the...
Offensive, John! And as for golly...
Right, let's just play a tune.
Yep.
There it was. That was the tune you were trying to identify. Congratulations to these people who got it right. Cornelius.
Paul Harrison.
Yes.
Marcus Clayton.
Yes.
Chloe Stevens.
Yes.
Dave Stevenson.
Great.
Bart DeCool.
Right.
Tom Kelly. Holly Watson.
Yeah.
Emily Sutherland.
Yeah.
And Michelle Obama.
Good work, one and all. It was, of course, this. It was Iron Man by Black Sabbath, of course it was. So then, congratulations to you if you got that correct, but there can be only one recipient of the I Guess the Tune on Toddler Pops on the radio, brackets talk radio, close brackets, in the weekday afternoons between 1 and 4 o'clock. It's not really a certificate, if I'm honest. What it is just a PDF we've made that we're going to email to you, print it off, write your own name on it. Cornelius, who gets it today? Picked entirely at random from all of those correct answers.
It is Bart DeCool.
Bart DeCool. Get in touch with us, Bart.
I'm going to tweet him.
DeCool. And the certificate will be on its way to you. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you today's work experience punditry. It's where our work experience today. It's Fraser. Hello, Fraser.
Hello, John.
We'll be reviewing new music releases for us. We'll take traffic and travel, and then we'll be doing that. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 27p each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. Yay! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Monkey nuts, a huddle of penguins, at least a pride of lion bars. Joe, we seem to have collected a confectionery zoo.
Yes, but we've also collected free zoo tickets with our new Tesco Club card.
Mm.
I've been using it every time we shop, and now we've racked up enough points for a day out.
You cunning fox biscuit, you. Just to be clear, we didn't need to buy only animal-themed snacks, right? Because I'm starving.
Of course not. There's some tiger bread in the cupboard.
The new contactless Tesco Club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the anti-clockwise M60 to the north of Manchester and new problems between 19 and 18 near the Sinister Island. There are two lanes are closed there because of an accident. Merseyside southbound M57 is down to two lanes. A medical emergency reported between junctions 2 for Prescott and junction 1 for the Tarbuck Island. The northbound M1 is queuing just north of 28 for Alfreton. A lane's out because of a broken down vehicle. But better news finally in Bath for the Wells Road, the A367. The building fire's been put out and that route has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning
from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are, of course, helping you out this afternoon. Well, we're not helping you out. We're asking for your help for Bake Off. As you'll have seen from the papers today, there have been previews, screenings to the press and so forth. I think the new series on Channel 4 starts next week. But they have issued an appeal for innuendos. There's a shortage. There's a global innuendo shortage. And it's all to do with the climate, of course, in the countries where innuendos grow. And there aren't enough of them. So we've been asking you for baking innuendos this afternoon. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Ooh, we've had lots coming in. This one, no name on it, is a text who says, you need to get your lips around this moist tart.
Right, thank you. That is one. Anything else?
Yes, this is from Graham, who says, here are some of my lovely fresh baked cupcakes. I look forward to giving you one.
Good. Prue and Paul showed the contestants their battered rissoles. This is from Andrew Wanstead. Unfortunately, Tina unwisely put a marrow in hers and ruined it. But the grapes in Tim's won praise from the judges. We'll send that to them. Do keep those coming. Cookery Bake Off innuendos. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Then Fraser is here. He is our work experience, or one of them certainly, and we've put him in the studio. Away we drag him from the kettle and the photocopier and the boring duties, and instead real world work experience is on the cards as he's reviewing new music for us. It's a leg up into the industry, Fraser, isn't it, really?
That's what I'm told.
It's a lie. It's because you're free and we don't have to pay you.
Oh yes, now I remember.
There it is. So what are we talking about today?
So we've got a nice eclectic collection of songs today. I'm going to start off with Justin Bieber. Oh. Justin Bieber's got a new song, J Biebs, or The Beeb, as some people call him.
Well, that's confusing with the BBC.
It is. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And it's his first release in over a year.
I call him Auntie.
Yeah. Makes it clearer.
Yeah.
It's his first release in over a year with him as a lead artist. As such, he's done various collaborations. And funny enough, this one's also a collaboration, actually, but it's kind of his thing. And he's collaborated with Blood Pop, who basically he was his producer for his last album.
Oh, right.
Which did very...
Blood Pop.
Blood Pop.
All right.
Indeed. And Blood Pop produced the track Sorry from the album Purpose, actually, which is actually one of my favourite songs from that album. Right. I really like the last album. Okay. I'm just saying, okay? A lot of people say, oh, it's Justin Bieber, not as like it,
you
but
can say them what you
I want. Love it. Okay? There it is.
No.
It's done. Let's have a listen. Let's hear it.
Though we didn't end this so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, can we be friends?
I mean, there's a slice of pop. It's not bad, is it?
So this is Friends by Justin Bieber. And it kind of follows pretty much the same formula as, well, Sorry, funnily enough, actually. Tried and trusted. If you want to get musical about it, it's in the same key. It follows the same chord progression, actually, as well. So it's kind of the same thing. And I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
They do. Isn't that right with music, though? There are a set, with pop songs specifically, there's only five, really. Is that right? And so they've got the hook, they've got a chord structure that appeals. And so if songs are bolted around this particular structure, they will often always be hits because it appeals to us as humans.
Because at the end of that clip we just had, you know that little... That kind of like, it's like wordless. It's a wordless hook, right? Yeah. It's just noise. It's a noise. You put it really high pitched, and then you have like the main lyric of the chorus coming in between those high bits. That is like been done for about the last 2 years now. It's every big song just has it, right?
Yeah.
And it's because it's a formula. The people have worked out that's what people like.
Okay.
That's just it. It's the same with like, oh no, those club tunes where it goes and they all do it. They all do, because they know that's what works, right?
Because it works on a subconscious level.
Yeah,
it hooks
exactly,
us in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with this song, it's got the classic verse, pre-chorus, chorus structure. It's all great. Basically, some critics have said, yeah, it's basically a remix of Sorry. That didn't really jump out at me straight away. Although upon further listens, it kind of became apparent. I really like the drop as well, or the drop in inverted commas. It's a little bit more subtle than most songs these days. But again, it is just a little bit too much like his previous songs.
Is it Bieber that's... No, who's gone a bit weird and quit things? Is that Bieber?
Bieber's quit
his tour or something.
He's finished a tour. Yeah.
Apparently he wants to be more holy.
Right.
As in, like, more devoted to God or something.
Right.
I've read that via various places.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he said it was about sustainability, so suggesting that maybe he felt like if he continued on before, it could have harmed his career.
Right. Chloe just spoke in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe through the glass there.
That's actually
buttons.
Really rude when I'm speaking to John, Bowen.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to Con anyway. So, but she just says Justin Bieber just bought a house in Barnet in London.
Oh, well, good.
Just now? Is that
breaking news? And where else would you go to be closer to God?
Yeah.
Barnet. All right,
like
Bieber.
It's trial and tribulation, isn't it?
What have we got next?
Oh, we're moving on, are we? Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't mind.
If you've got more to say about Bieber,
I'm happy to...
No, it's fine. Whatever you want. It's cool. You know, you just drag me in here and then just tell me to get out again. Anyways, we'll move on. We'll move on, because that's what John wants. I'm going to look at a band called Qualms, actually, who are a brand new band. They released their debut double A-side 2 days ago. 2 days ago,
oh, okay.
Actually. And we've got a clip from one of their songs called The World Won't Wait. So let's have a listen.
Well, I don't have any qualms in recommending
there
that.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah.
I actually had that joke written down as well. Okay. So there we go. No, so out of interest, what did you get any like vibes from a particular like genre or band?
What sounding like a particular band?
Or like any?
Well,
just,
it's kind of indie standard, really.
Snow Patrol.
No.
I didn't really get that out of it.
Can we turn Con's mic off? That's horrible. No. I kind of got like some 41 vibes, actually, if you remember.
Oh, right.
Remember them?
Yeah.
It's like early noughties, like American punk rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I personally, I love that, because that for me is it's hugely nostalgic, because I think some 41 were really big when I was getting into music, actually.
Yeah. I like that genre myself.
Well, then
like Qualms.
Yeah. Well, you should listen to more. Well, there's only one other tune as of this moment.
I will listen to both.
listen to both in their entirety. Yeah, so they're a brand new four-piece original pop rock band from the West Midlands, Birmingham to be precise, literally formed in January this year.
Really?
Basically. Yeah.
That's fairly fast to get recognition then.
Fairly fast, and also... a very professional sound for such a short time being
together. They're signed.
I don't think they are signed. I think they've just gone to the studio, got it recorded, mastered, and mixed and everything, and then just released out on Spotify and everything.
Where did you hear from them?
A friend of a friend recommended me.
Okay, cool.
I thought you were going to say, my brother's band.
Yeah.
That's what normally happens
when
Fraser comes in.
I've already done that once before. Yeah. That's good, though. That's showing word of mouth is working around
exactly.
this band,
that's
which
them,
is the most
We could have just
powerful.
Done their first radio airplay.
It is. It absolutely is their first radio airplay. Yeah.
Oh, there we
See?
Go.
Look at that.
We should get them in.
Let's get them in.
You could do.
Get them in. Let's take ownership of qualms.
Mm. I don't have any qualms with that.
I think for me, the only thing I'd say is that it may be, because it's so, you know, 15 years ago kind of sounding, it may be a little bit late for that kind of thing. Although I'm glad that they're trying to put it back in.
There is an audience for it, though, isn't there? Because it's like Panic at the Disco, Fallout Boy and all that kind of stuff. You know, that has an audience, so I think that if they find that audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially as all that's got that American vibe
massively
attached to it, whereas there's a British version of that. I mean, the last band that did that were Busted, probably.
Yeah, you know what, you're probably right, actually, yeah. So anyway, Qualms, really good debut release, and I'm really excited to see what they've got in store
over
the coming months. Now, we have a choice, actually, for the final. I guess we could probably fit in one more.
See how we go, won't we?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do everything
good choice.
Quickly.
Okay.
We'll do it quickly, because I really want to watch this other band, actually.
Yeah.
I really, really do want to watch this other band as well. So we'll do everything,
yeah.
Which actually, they've got a new album coming out as well recently called A Fever Dream. And we've got one of the clips from that album as well. It's up to me, it's up to me, it's up to me.
It's not the best song ever, but it is good though.
So I was talking to my brother, funny enough, about
is
this.
He in the band?
Yeah, he's it down low, it's fine. And he said to me, it sounds a bit like their first album, which also sounds like their second album, which also sounds like their third album. And I'm very tempted to agree. Like, and basically, you know, the only song I really know from Everything, like, not even that well really, is the one which goes Taj Mahal. That's it. That's the only bit I know, right? And everything sounds like that song.
Everything,
right?
everything
sounds
like everything.
Like everything.
There was a song they did called Distant Past. Do you remember that?
Mm. No.
That was a great song.
Well, how did that go?
Distant past.
At a previous radio station, right? We had a promotional to give away tickets to see them or something like that. And we had to come up with an on-air mechanic,
okay,
a game, some way of giving these tickets away. And you know, out of because that song was riding high in the charts at the time. Here's what we came up with.
Yeah.
We got, because it's called Distant Past.
Yeah.
We came up with a game called Distant Pasta.
Oh.
And what we did, we got several types of pasta, from tortellini through spaghetti, right, tagliatelle, and with a tennis racket, see how far we could hit those different kinds of pasta, at what distance for distant pasta.
I see.
The person who guessed that the tagliatelle went the furthest won the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's radio gold there.
Brilliant.
Finally.
Yeah.
No, we've got to move on, though.
So we've got the final band, a band called Grizzly Bear.
Bear?
Yeah, Bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's in the band?
No.
It's funny you say that, actually. Not a single bear.
There's not a bear!
Not a single bear is involved.
Hang on, let me get this straight. They're called Grizzly Bear.
There are no bears involved.
But there's not a bear.
I can't think of any other situations where... Actually, no.
There is one, because there's a precedent for this, because in the 80s there was a TV show called BJ and the Bear, right, which featured, it's Greg Evigan, he was a trucker called
BJ. You've already mentioned this within the last half an hour.
There's so many messages coming. Look, Mr. Biscuits, BJ and the Bear, what is that? Can you explain it, please?
Two people tweeting.
John, can you be, what bear are you talking about? Marcus, there's lots of, someone's done a haiku for it. You know, you suggested about explaining it. Listen to this, there's no name on it, but it says, hi John, Con asked for an explanation in haiku form, so here we go. BJ and the Bear. No bears in the truck, though. Just a chimpanzee.
That is amazing. That's superb.
Thank you for sending that in. That's very good. Because it explains it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because there's not a bear.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bear. He was called Bear.
I know. But it was a chimpanzee.
But he was a chimpanzee.
It's unbelievable.
It was hilarious. That's where the humour arose.
Yeah.
Anyway, we haven't got time to hear the band.
That's okay.
So, thanks very much indeed for coming in. Fraser, with work experience, punditry and new music. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, at 3, we will be having a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And yesterday, if you were listening, you'll know that we are planning to send assistant producer Harry to Westminster the site of Big Ben, to replace the bongs with a noise as suggested by you. A lot of suggestions have come in.
We've already
lot of
sent
them
him.
Utterly unbroadcastable. So he's going down there, and we'll talk to him from Westminster.
Yeah.
It's not far away. He's only over the bridge down there. So to see how that goes. All in the next hour of the programme. The news is next with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all 2.5-litre coloured emulsion in the buy now, paint it later sale!
Starts Thursday. T's and C's apply.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
I'm an old-school kind of guy. I don't use my phone for taking selfies, tagging friends, or sending texts full of emojis. But I do use my phone for having a flutter on the footy. And Betfred's Pick Your Punt has made me embrace the new. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag PickYourPunt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. Create unique bets with PickYourPunt. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected events only. Markets made available at Betfred's discretion. Maximum stake applies.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 minutes past three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, charges for ex-BHS owner, Spain terror suspects in court, and cricket star apologises for racist comment.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS has been prosecuted for failing to provide details to an investigation by the pensions regulator. Dominic Chappelle headed up a firm which bought the struggling retailer for a pound from Sir Philip Green. The company later collapsed, leaving a massive deficit in the pension scheme. Sky's business presenter Ian King says Mr. Chappelle has questions to answer.
The pension regulator, keen to get us back as much money as it possibly can from retail acquisitions, which was the old vehicle that Dominic Chappelle used to buy and offer BHS. It's got its money out of Sir Philip Green now. It's going after Dominic Chappelle as well.
Four terror suspects are being interrogated in a Spanish court a day after one of the men responsible for last week's attacks was shot dead by police. They're accused of being part of a cell that killed 15 people in Barcelona and Cambrils. It's thought Britain is unlikely to send more troops to Afghanistan. That's despite the Defence Secretary welcoming President Trump's U-turn over providing military support to the war-torn country. The US Navy has confirmed a number of bodies have been found after a warship collided with an oil tanker near Singapore yesterday. 10 sailors were believed to be missing after the USS John McCain suffered damage to its left-hand side. Admiral Scott Swift is the commander of the US Pacific Fleet.
The divers were able to locate some remains in those sealed compartments. Additionally, the Malaysian Navy has reported that they have located potential remains. They are working to confirm and identify those remains.
Police are investigating the unexplained death of a man at a kinky sex festival in Kent. He was found early this morning at a campsite at Flamefest in Tunbridge Wells. And England cricket legend Geoffrey Boycott has apologised after reportedly saying he'd have more chance of a knighthood if he blacked up. He says he made an unacceptable comment to VIP guests at Edgbaston during the day-night test with the West Indies. On Twitter, Boycott says it was clearly wrong.
We're calling for a Geoffrey Boycott boycott this afternoon on this show. I don't know whether that involves you not mentioning it again or whether that you get a ring fence because it's news.
I think a ring fence because it's news.
Yeah, but other than that, we are going to... This is a Jeffrey boycott boycott.
Okay.
Hashtag boycott boycott.
Okay.
So, Victoria, thank you.
That's okay.
For that. Now, Victoria is back in a moment with the weather, but she's also back in half an hour with today's bonus news. The bulletins that she projects are much smaller than yesteryear. So, she's got to make the time. She gets paid the same money.
The right decision.
For doing fewer work. So she makes the time up at 3:30 with bonus news today. Not animal, not vegetable, but mineral news. If it's happening in the world of minerals, this is where you're going to hear about it. Any more clues?
No.
No?
You just have to wait.
Oh, I barely can. But so now she's got the weather. She's got weather now. She's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here we are.
So mostly dry and muggy in the south and east. Cooler and cloudier in the north and west with some showery rain. Highs of 26 degrees.
Always end on a high. Thank you, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's understood that Davinson Sanchez will undergo a medical at Tottenham today ahead of his reported £42 million club record move from Ajax. The Colombian centre-back has agreed a six-year deal with Spurs and, all being well, will become their first signing in the summer window so far. West Brom are one of a number of Premier League sides looking to avoid an upset in the Carabao Cup second round this evening. The Baggies go to Sky Bet League 2 Accrington Stanley. Brighton look for their first win of the season against fourth-tier Barnet. Chris Hughton's side have lost both their matches in their first ever Premier League campaign. Talk Sport will take you around the grounds this evening for all the goals as they go in. Talk Sport 2 has full live commentary on Sheffield United against Leicester. Elsewhere, Celtic take a 5-0 lead into the second leg of their Champions League playoff with Astana later this afternoon. Finally, rugby. England attempt to reach the final of the Women's World Cup later today. The holders take on France in the last four in Belfast this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let us commence 3.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we'll commence it with the big debate. Many reviews, of course, of the eclipse in the papers today. Most of them favourable, I have to say. There was controversy when it was announced that the shadow of the moon would be moving across the Earth. Plenty of eclipse fans saying it wouldn't be as good after it moved. But today, critics are saying that on first viewing, this eclipse seems to be very similar to the popular old one. The new host of the eclipse, Noel Fielding, has said that what with the moon and the sun still being involved, eclipse viewers would still recognise the celestial event as being the same. Other critics have said not to blame the eclipse on the sunshine or the moonlight, but instead that blame should be firmly put on the boogie. On the line now, having called Talk Radio, is a Talk Radio listener. His name's Tom. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. Nice to have you now. You obviously misheard that because you heard me say boogie, but you phoned up because you thought I said bogey. And I'm led to believe you leading this, it's a backlash, I suppose, now, isn't it? A proper Twitter campaign, a backlash against nostrils. You're calling for an end to nostrils. You don't think we need them. They're a waste of time on our faces. Is that right?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth there, Tom. Literally, definitely. No, I cannot believe it. Nostrils, they're a very offensive organ to me. And you know why that is? It's because they are the only organs that aren't absolutely necessary. They are not absolutely necessary.
Right, why aren't they absolutely necessary, though? Why would you say that?
Well, you can breathe through your mouth. Literally, that's all. You can breathe through your mouth. You don't need to breathe through your nose as well. What is the point in that?
Well, because if you breathe through your nose while you're talking, for instance, as you are now, you'll find that talking is slightly easier because the air...
Actually, not quite, because I'm just finding I'm talking through my mouth at the same time, and it works absolutely fine. There's no need to have an ostra. It's actually, it's offensive.
Okay,
it's
well, all right.
Offensive. We never use the Egyptians never use them.
Right, okay. Just Tom, saying. Hold the line there, Tom, for me. I was wondering, Gary, and he's been listening to your point there. Gary, you've got the other point, haven't you? You're in favour of nostrils, you are.
Yeah, I'm very much in favour. Now, he said he's not in favour of a singular nostril, which is fair enough, because you actually need two nostrils. Yeah. He said a nostril before. I just wanted to pick him up on that.
Well,
you know?
Do you... No. But sorry to interrupt, but do you need two nostrils?
Unless you've had a copious amount of naughty things, so that you may only have one.
Yeah.
But why
do we need two, then? Why do we need two?
Because it's like a twin, you know, it's dual breathing quality, of the air, and obviously you've got all the little the little hairs inside the nose that cleave the air.
Hang on, Tom,
let me finish. Are you going to let me finish?
Go on.
Right.
No.
All the little hairs inside your nose, right, are going to be cleaning that air. Okay, now if you're breathing through your mouth, there's no hairs in your mouth to clean all of the air.
I had a hair in my mouth once.
Where did that come from?
Don't know. So look, well, let's look at this. Look at the history of it. All right, for a start, okay? Because you were right. The ancient Egyptians, of course, never used nostrils. That's fair enough. When they were discovered in Britain, obviously they were. Well, let's look at the history of the nose. Of course, was first brought back to this country by Francis Drake, who brought it back to as a gift for Queen Victoria, didn't he? Australia and tobacco, potatoes and nostrils, and from there, the scientist Alexander Fleming put a nose in a petri dish, left it overnight, came back in the morning, nostrils.
Yeah, and he had lots of phlegm, but that's different to bogies, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same bit. It comes from the gullet, doesn't it? I don't know, anyway.
Yeah, well, but no, you're right. Phlegm and nostrils and bogies all go...
the same way, up and down.
Are you going to block nostrils up, Tom? Is that what you're calling for, a block of the nostrils?
I'm calling for a complete cut-off of that wire that connects your lungs to your nostril altogether. They are disgusting. They're unsanitary. As they say, they've got hair in them. They've got the nostril, the bogies in them as well, and everything. And it's absolutely disgusting.
No.
There is nothing in there. You cannot do anything worthwhile in there. It's disgusting.
Tom doesn't sound like he really appreciates the nostril, right? And I'm really fond of nostrils. Some men like buttons, others like the chest area of a lady, and I'm absolutely bowled over by a lovely set of nostrils, okay? If there is a little bit of hair jettisoning out like you have in your throat, John, then it's all extra bonus. Now, I can't understand why anyone would be against them. I just don't understand how or why you'd be against
nostrils. Tom, let Gary, let Tom have his say. Go on, Tom.
I'll let you.
No, I just consider what you said then about women to be very sexist, and I think in this day and age that is not the way we need to be talking about people and about nostrils in that way. Nostrils, we can talk about it however we want because they're disgusting, but no, you need to, let's keep it clean here, come on.
Should we criminalise nostrils? Is that an answer? Yes, you're saying
completely,
definitely. So anyone with
obviously I'm going to say no.
People are putting bars on them already. They're trying everything they can to deflect the attention away from the nostril. They're piercing them. They're tattooing them. They're hanging chandeliers off them, so you can look at everything except the actual nostril itself.
Right,
it's just decoration. You know, you've got a wall in a sitting room. You put wallpaper on, but it's still a wall.
Yes, but the wall's disgusting without a wallpaper.
No, you're looking at the paper. My walls are absolutely wonderful. Beautiful walls.
The government...
Let me
bring in the politics of this, because you've touched upon it, but the government here are saying 40,000 more nostrils. I've got the figures right here. 40,000 more nostrils by 2080. Actually, they've said 40,001, which is odd, because that's an odd number. I'm guessing it's the other one's Danielle Westbrook's. 40,000 more nostrils by 2018. Who's going to pay for that, Gary? Who's going to pay for that?
No, I'm happy to.
You personally, the taxpayer?
I'll do it. Just give me the check. I need it. I need these nostrils in this country right now, and I'm happy to put that on there. I'll get the one. Someone else get the 40,000. I'll get the one.
Should we drill more nostrils into our faces?
Oh my God! This is literally turning into blasphemy now. I cannot believe that. That is disgusting.
But it's an idea, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, you know, you talk about the nostril is there for oxygen to gain ingress, and I wonder maybe we like that, and I wonder if we could if we drilled more nostrils into our own faces, maybe we'd breathe better.
Yeah.
And the breathing is healthy. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I'm led to believe.
No, absolutely not.
Let's talk about the Hunchback of Nostradam, because he had a disability, didn't he? He had a hunch on his back that was made up entirely of nostrils, you'd think they'd be light because they're holes, but they were heavy, bearing down on him, and it bent him over, didn't it? He couldn't ring the bell in the town. It's the same reason bell. Big Ben's gone silent as well, of course. But what about that? I mean, people who have, for no fault of their own, have humps made of nostrils. What about those people?
You were sent to that tower for a reason, just saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying he was ostracised for having nostrils on his back?
And there is nothing wrong with that in this day and age, I pay my taxes, I do not need to see nostrils excessively in use in today's population.
What happens if the nostrils are really sexy?
Hang on, you're talking over each other again. Sorry, Gary, what were you saying?
What happens if the nostrils were really sexy?
Right. What would make a sexy nostril for you? I mean, what would you do?
Rigid ones, I'd like to put a bit of Vaseline on and then just see what happens.
Okay. Would you ostracize someone who too many nostrils? I mean, how many nostrils is correct? Yes or no?
Simple yes
or no question, isn't it? How many nostrils? Okay. Yes or no?
Yes.
No. Absolutely not.
Interesting. All right, well, look, this debate will run and run, of course, because it's an important subject, with a lot of people talking about it. But let's find out what you think. You can get in touch with the show, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message or anywhere.
Any word you like. Sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Tom.
Mahogany.
Thank you. Gary.
Girthy nostril.
There we have it. What do you think? Get in touch, give us your opinion. Do we need nostrils anymore? Should we criminalise them, as Tom is suggesting? Or should we have more of them? 40,001 by 2018, according to the government. We live in post-Brexit Britain, though. Do we need them? We've got iced coffee now and Haribo. Why do we need nostrils? Get in touch, as I say. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with our spoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them. Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Order renews at $9.99 unless cancelled.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Slow at the moment as you head anti-clockwise along the M60 in Greater Manchester. That's from an earlier accident between junction 17 for Prestwich and 16 for Pendlebury. If you keep going round though, you will get stuck again. Two lanes closed from an accident involving three vehicles between junction 19 and 18 for the M62. Heading south on the M57 as well, a lane out there for a medical emergency between junction 2 for Prescott and junction 1 for the M62. And heading north on the M1, a lane out there for a broken down vehicle between junction 28 for Alverton and 29 for Mansfield. I'm Thea Matthews.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still to come before we stop at 4 o'clock, there will be a game of snowflake buckaroo. If you don't know what that is, well, you are in for a treat, my friend. It's like buckaroo with a donkey, but instead of a donkey, you know the game buckaroo where you hang tools on a plastic donkey and it kicks all the tools off? It's like that, but with a millennial snowflake one. And what we do is hang trigger phrases on them until they kick off and run to their safe space. All will become clear before 4 o'clock. Ahead of that, though, some of your reactions have been coming in for today's big debate, Cornelius, on nostrils.
Thing is, John, the argument with nostrils has lots of holes in. That's coming from Joke About Nostrils.
Thank you.
John, the boogeyman, where would he live?
Good, thank you very much. And this has come in from Jeff. I got attacked by a mandrill when I went to a safari park 4 years ago. I agree with banning them. Brackets, half listening again. Think I got the gist, though. Thank you, Jeff. Your reactions, all very welcome, all the time. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Big Ben is in the news, of course, for Big Ben has been silenced. Big Ben is, of course, the Big Bell, which is many people's opinion of the MPs who have cried at the loss of the donging noise. Now, the clock tower, as you know, is squashed onto the end of the Houses of Parliament in London. And yesterday on the programme, we decided we'd send our assistant producer, Harry, who's assistant producing this week, down there today, but not alone. He had to take something with him that made a noise, for we decided, with your help, to replace the bongs of Big Ben. Now they are no longer with us. They were silenced yesterday at midday, of course. And your suggestions were coming in thick, if not necessarily fast, Cornelius. What did we...
We had lots of suggestions. For this, John. We'll read out some more when we're speaking to Harry, yeah. But just some people's suggestion. Richard on Twitter suggested something profoundly British, such as someone going, ooh, matron.
Yep.
Dave suggested Brian Blessed.
Yeah, just bellowing
from
the top of the tower, right.
Jake on Twitter suggested the brown noise, which...
The brown noise, which, yeah. If you're not aware of what that is a noise so powerful...
Something like that.
...that it would cause the listener to defecate.
Yes.
The brown noise. We're yet to try. We asked our boss if we could play it on the radio, and he said no.
Yeah, Dave said, send Harry out with a Dixie horn... Also get him a I Love Trump t-shirt and a Confederate flag. Probably not.
There we go. Now, this comes, of course, in the same afternoon that the news is that protesters are down at Big Ben trying to tear it down as well. This is because, let me get the details right here. I've got them in front of me. The clock tower, this is... It was going to be repaired, but rather than that, it's being torn down by protesters. They say it's symbolic of a time when slavery was a thing. The tower was built in 1859. That was 25 years after the abolition of slavery in the UK. That was the act, anyway. And left-wing demonstrators have said, because the dates are quite close and that Big Ben sticks up in the air like a Confederate statue, then it must come down because it's a stark clock-based reminder of time. And slavery also happened at a time in history, so it must be reduced to rubble. Anyway, as assistant producer Harry is down there now on the line. Hello, Harry.
Hello, this is me, live from Westminster. Harry here. Hiya.
Hi, Harry. Now, so tell us what you can see. Talk us through the scene down there. Protesters with ropes around the tower, right?
Yeah, it's the only way I can really describe it, John. It's like a big gamer's tug of war. It's really unusual.
Right.
They've got a big rope lassoed around the base of the tower, which, as you know, at the minute also has scaffolding around it.
Yep.
So it's all intertwined with that. And they're trying their best to pull it towards Parliament Green right now.
And this is, I understand they've been shouting earlier that the clock face itself is a Nazi. Am I right?
Did, yep.
Am I right? And this is because, sorry, I'm just going to the details here again. This is because the clock, they say, has a white face and black hands.
Yes, they were saying that. And they were saying, like, at certain times of the day, usually at 9:15, or 9:15, 3:15, it sort of looks like half a swastika.
Yeah. And also, it's... I mean, it does as well. And also, when the hands, you know, they rise at the same angle, sometimes the hands are at the same angle as a Hitler salute, aren't they?
That's the thing, yeah. So I think that argument has some sort of substance to it.
Oh, absolutely right. So that's being torn down. It is silent. And yesterday, Harry, the suggestions came in for you to go and replace those bongs. How many people are around you, by the way? How busy is it down there?
Not the busiest I've ever seen Parliament at. There's quite a large amount of cars. There's the odd person walking past every now and then.
Yeah. All right, well, before we find out what you've got there to make a noise instead of the bongs, more suggestions have been coming in.
Ian suggested a paste Rude Boy 22-inch ride symbol, which was very specific. Donna Dwight said a tuba. D Thou said cannon fire would be fun.
Have you got a cannon?
I haven't got a cannon. I could probably go to a Poundland nearby and get one quickly if you
want.
Yeah,
probably. All right. But it might be considered a bit Confederate. I don't know. probably dangerous. But what else?
Jonathan Ferreira says you should have taken the pips from the BBC down. Just the boop, boop, boop. That one. Neil Scott said a bong as well.
This was yesterday. We mentioned this. Take a bong down there and just sort of smoke. Legal substances.
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that, if I'm honest.
Right. Anything else?
A vuvuzela, Gaz Monaco said. We had loads. Someone suggested we take Ian Lee down there because he's quite loud at night.
He is loud at night.
Dave suggested we take Julia Hartley Brewer. So lots of options, John. All very impractical. Ian James Seal said a whoopee cushion, which would have been...
That would have been interesting if we could have, you could have climbed up the scaffolding and just on every hour just sat on a whoopee cushion and hear that farting out across London. Be a night. It'd also make the news on Radio 4 sound better, wouldn't it? That if it was sort of like they put the bongs on Radio 4 in between the news bits in the headlines, don't they? It's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And they go BBC Radio 4. The headlines. Donald Trump has announced more troops into Afghanistan. George Osborne has suggested a new high-speed rail line for the north of England called HS3. Would be better for Radio 5. I think that's possibly the way to go. Anyway, the moment has come, Harry, for you.
Okay.
It's not quite... we're not on the hour, though.
No.
No, we're pretty far away from it.
Yeah, but Big Ben did bong on the half hour. Okay. I think... does it only bong once on the half hour, maybe?
Yeah, I think it just goes... dong.
Yeah. So, for a start, what magnificent item have you got that's going to replace the bongs?
I am holding a bicycle horn.
I mean, that's not as impressive as I was hoping for, if I'm honest. I mean, yesterday we started this discussion
loud
with an elephant seal, and now we've gone all the way down to a bike horn.
It is very loud. We were severely annoying people in the office with it earlier. Right.
So, okay, Harry, if you'd be so kind, let's call it three. I mean, it's half three. It's only one, but let's have three. You know, can you just go next to somebody if there's somebody around, like one of the right, protesters, okay. Or just see if you can find. Is there anyone around? Is
that, no, normally like a shop kiosk or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm quite close to a coffee shop. Right, let's do it here.
Are there people in it? I can't hear.
There are people, but I'm...
Yeah.
They're not being very loud there, but I can guarantee there's people. Do you want to hear the horn?
Well
the thing is, we're getting so close to half past. Three, so I think we have to do it at half past three.
So I want three blasts on the horn on my command to signify to the people of Westminster, underneath Big Ben itself,
30 seconds,
that it is half past three. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. All right. So just. It's the trouble with time, you have to wait for it, don't you? So just bear with us.
Maybe just before, you should announce that this is a replacement service provided by Talk Radio.
Good. Yeah, a bit of marketing for us. Shout the replacement Big Ben Bong, courtesy of Talk Radio.
Right, you have 8 seconds. Right.
Start shouting now.
Right. Attention, everyone, this is a replacement Big Ben service on behalf of Talk Radio.
Go.
I mean, it's rubbish.
Yeah,
it didn't really
work.
I could do it a second time.
Yeah, do it again. Do it faster.
We'll speak to Radio 4. Right, so in the next half an hour of the... Thank you for all of your suggestions, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just sorry we went with boring air horn thing. Anyway, budget. There we are. There we go. In the next half an hour, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And, of course, Victoria's bonus news. But before that, at exactly 3:30, according to Big Ben's bike horn, is Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS is to be prosecuted by the pensions regulator as part of its investigation into the store's collapse. Dominic Chappelle is facing questions over the sale of BHS after buying it from billionaire Sir Philip Green for just £1 in 2015. It then collapsed a year later. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs reports.
11,000 people lost their jobs and there was a huge pensions deficit. That was until Sir Philip later agreed to pay £363 million to help fill a shortfall. Mr. Chappelle's due in court next month to face three charges of neglecting or refusing to provide information and documents without a reasonable excuse.
President Trump wants to send more US troops to Afghanistan, breaking one of his campaign promises to withdraw from the region. He's also heavily criticised America's ally Pakistan for offering a safe haven and for what he's described as agents of chaos. Divers searching for missing American servicemen after their Navy warship hit an oil tanker and found human remains. The vessels collided near Singapore on Sunday night and several sailors are unaccounted for. More than 30 people have been arrested in raids ahead of one of Europe's biggest street festivals this weekend, London's Notting Hill Carnival. More than 100 officers took part in a crackdown against knife crime, drugs and child exploitation. And comedian Ken Cheng says he's very proud to have won the award for the funniest joke of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The line goes, I'm not a fan of the new pound coin, but then again, I hate all change. The weather, heavy, thundery rain moving across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Elsewhere, generally dry and humid. Lows of 14 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny spells and scattered showers for most. Highs of 23. There's more in half an hour.
It's not the funniest joke on the list.
According to you.
But we spoke earlier to Mark Simmons, who is a comedian at the Edinburgh Fringe. He has the sixth funniest joke on that list, but it is funnier than that top one.
How did he feel to come sixth?
He was very happy, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's all right. He's come to terms with it now.
I guess there are loads of acts in Edinburgh, so it means you're better than them.
Well, it means you have one good joke.
Yeah.
That's technically what it means.
Okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Victoria.
Oh, can I go now?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was hoping I'd been dismissed.
Your bulletins are too small for you to go. So instead, we must make them up to size. Because Victoria, of course, two-minute-long bulletins, not good enough, is it? She gets paid the same as when they were 3 minutes.
The right decision.
So she has to make the time up with bonus news, animal, vegetable or mineral today. It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
No, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Okay.
Yeah.
An orangutan mother has made a makeshift umbrella out of leaves for her and her baby to avoid the rain. The picture has been released as part...
Animal news.
Yeah, this is animal news.
Rain. Water. Mineral.
Animal news.
No. Anyway, the picture has been released as part of International Orangutan Day, which is on Saturday, and it highlights how the species faces loads of threats like poaching and deforestation.
Animal news.
That's animal news.
There's a mineral in there.
Well,
really be bringing us, international days about specific minerals.
I don't think there are any.
When's International Hydroxide Day?
I doubt that's a thing.
If a little baby hydroxide got protected from the rain.
Yeah.
By its hydroxide mother.
It's a really cute picture.
Is it? Mm. It doesn't really work on the radio, that, does it?
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
Mineral news.
Well, let's see if it is.
Okay. I'm just trying to gear myself up for this story.
All right.
Okay. Uranus is full of massive
news.
Diamonds.
Is it?
Yeah. So new research suggests all through the slushy interior of Uranus and Neptune is covered with this. I've made a typo in this. Forgotten to.
This is bottom news.
Fungus news.
What? No, this is about planets and minerals.
Okay. So what's the typo?
I forgot to write half the sentence.
That's not a typo.
Yeah, it is.
She accidentally wrote your penis.
No. Why are you bringing the tone down, Cornelius?
Sorry, yeah.
That's
don't
not
know
a planet.
You started it.
I'm talking about Uranus, the planet.
Carry on.
So, experts believe the diamond rain forms as extreme pressures squeeze hydrogen and carbon more than 5,000 miles below the surface of the planet. And over thousands of years, the diamonds slowly sink through the icy layers to accumulate thickly around the central cores of the planet. And they're not even rubbish diamonds, they're great diamonds. Just difficult to get to them, isn't it?
In Uranus.
On the planet Uranus, yes.
The music's...
I've got one more.
Do you want me to...
Yes.
Should I press the...
I already said yes, John. And finally, a naked woman covered in gold paint has been caught walking down a busy door carriageway. Concerned people in Northampton called the police and then took her to hospital. And one motorist who didn't want to be named said, "I nearly crashed my car when I saw this naked lady painted all in gold. It's certainly not something you see on your way to work every day."
Unless you're watching Goldfinger, the film.
"I thought my mind was playing tricks on me. It was really strange."
Do we know why she was doing this?
No.
Okay.
I've seen the pictures, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
How,
Are you Googling it?
No.
Cornelius was leaning back in his chair there, and as soon as you said that, he leant forward with a golden gleam.
And started typing.
Started typing.
No.
Yeah, what are you writing into the computer then?
You just search gold lady. Click on news.
This is fascinating, isn't it? Insight into a man.
You put woman instead of lady.
Just put Northampton gold nude lady, then you'll get it, won't you?
There you go.
Ah. <Have a look. laughs>
Like you said, John, great radioing.
Oh, yeah. Put this in the award entry. Oh, no. Right, thank you very much indeed for... is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
Mineral news.
With mineral news. For bonus news.
Mineral news.
Tomorrow.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Finally. News.
Animal news tomorrow.
Fungus news.
No,
no, animal news.
Animal news. Mm-hmm.
Animal News. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Chloe. So there we are. Next, we'll play play a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Stay tuned. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another jam-packed instalment of Maidley or Partridge on Talk Radio.
Can you work out who said the following? I would organise a mass booing every time a train arrived. Was it Maidley or Partridge?
Yes, you've guessed it. It was Maidley!
Hear more of the same as the man, the myth, the legend covers for Julia a Hartley Brewer.
Richard Maidley in for Julia Hartley Brewer.
Back of the net.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Jack and Akinori.
And just when you thought they couldn't sound any better, from the 18th to the 29th of August, you can enjoy exclusive offers across the Jaguar range, like the new Jaguar XE with up to £3,735 deposit contribution and 4.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP. Find out more at jaguar.co.uk/offer. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Credit subject to status. UK 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Blackhorse Limited trading as Jaguar Financial Services.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families enjoying amazing holidays across the UK and Europe from just £9.50 per person. Don't miss out on yours. Pick up the sun today and start collecting. Conditions apply.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Slow heading anti-clockwise on the M60 at the moment. Two lanes out from an accident involving three vehicles between junction 19 and 18 for the M62. Heading south on the M57, a lane out there for a medical emergency between junction 2 and 1 for the M62. Heading north on the M1, slow from nearly a broken down vehicle between junction 28 and 29 for Mansfield. South on the M6, a lane blocked there for a broken down car between junction 17 and 16. And further south on the M6, but on the northbound stretch, a lane closed for a broken down vehicle between junction 4A for the M42 and 5. I'm Thea Matthews.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much around news-wise today, of course. Plenty of it. You can't move for hitting some news, if I'm brutally honest. We've hit a lot of it during the show today. Not least Trump's Afghanistan U-turn, of course. The story of scrappage. Cars, the diesel cars. Ford have said they'll give £2,000 to anyone scrapping a diesel car off the price of a new one and so forth. It's a lot, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Oh, there's plenty to get your head around. But we're here to help, of course. And what we do is we take the news and we merge it with, well, Japanese poetry, current affairs and short-form oriental verse. We present to you the news in haikus.
Pattison thinks he's typecast. You know, he's the pale vampire one.
In haikus, Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. Today, he is going to be talking about being paid to get fit. Of course, he is. Families moving into new build homes could have money knocked off their supermarket bills if they hit exercise targets. Also, Bake Off, of course, is going to be back next week. The critics have been kind to the preview screenings. Once again, the nation obsessed with cake. Sam will be there. He'll be coming in just before 4 o'clock to talk us through that in slightly more detail. But ahead of it all, it is time to play this week's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo. Here's how it works, my friend. So, you know the game Buckaroo with the donkey? You know, it's plastic and you hang tools on it. And whomsoever shall hang the tool that makes the donkey kick the tools off loses. Because the donkey just kicks, doesn't it? Kicks. You remember Buckaroo. Anyway, it's that, but on the radio, but not with a donkey, with a millennial snowflake. And instead of tools, what we have are a series of trigger phrases that tend to send the millennial snowflakes rushing for their safe space. And it's going to take two contestants playing against each other to see who will be victorious in today's Snowflake Buckaroo. Let's meet them. John's in Northumberland. Hello, John. He's on line one. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Love the show.
Thank you, John. Oh. How kind. That's nice. So, John, what do you do in Northumberland, John?
Well, can I really talk about it, John? I don't know if you remember the last time I rang your show, my boss pulled the plug. It was during the lonely lunchtime.
Right.
Oh, I remember. You're the secret agent, aren't you?
I've got the day off because it's my birthday, so we can.
Well, let's.
We can talk.
Good. Barely understand a word you're saying. But anyway, let's meet your opponent, John in Northumberland. It's Alexis, who's in New York. Hello, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Are you well in New York? How's New York? Are you in New York now?
I am in New York now.
Oh, that's excellent.
Right in my apartment.
Oh, what do you do in New York, Alexis?
I am a pretzel baker.
A what?
I bake pretzels.
Pretzel baker.
I own a
pretzel
baking
company, baker. Yeah. How timely! What with the Bake Off starting again, you've probably never seen. But anyway,
no, I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you like it? Were you a fan of it before?
I was a fan of all the previous episodes. Yeah, I haven't seen any ones yet.
Okay, well, they start next week here, so I'm sure you'll be easy to get hold of. But
what time is it there?
10:35.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Well, not really, it's just how time works. But anyway, let's... Alexis, you will be playing against John. Now, here's how it's going to work. I will call out, in rounds, millennial snowflake trigger phrases, OK? And you have to hang one of them, if you like, on the millennial. Metaphorically speaking, we haven't got a real millennial in here. That would be cruel. So, and what's going to happen is each one of them is worth points, but the first person out of you to get 21... is out. That's when the snowflake kicks off and runs to its safe space. If that's clear. It probably isn't, but let's play anyway. Let's see how we get on. John versus Alexis, Snowflake Buckaroo. John first, simply because he's on line one. Pick one of these phrases, John. Are you going to hang on to that millennial gender X microaggressive consent apology? Or trans-neutral vegan splaining?
Try number two, John.
The what?
Number two.
I can't understand.
I don't have to say the words, do I?
No, you don't. Trans-neutral vegan splaining number two, I can tell you, is worth 5 points. Yeah. 5 points. Cornelius is keeping score. And your phrase, Alexis, which you, by default, are left with, gender X microaggressive consent apology, also 5 points. Cornelius, how are we doing on the scores so far?
Right, 2-6. They both have five, John.
5 points, all right, okay. You go first this time in round two. Alexis, is it A, Do you want to pick A? Hashtag pray for hashtag. Or will you go for the phrase post-shamed femininity norm?
Hashtag pray for hashtag.
So, cool. Cornelius, what's okay. the score there?
John has 9 oh. and Alexis has 11.
All right, then. John goes first in round 3. Are you going to go for LGBLT sandwichism or virtue signalling problems just outside Newcastle, a replacement non-specific gender bus service is in operation?
Oh, tough game, John.
It's a tough game.
Can I try B?
B, virtue signalling problems. 5 points for that.
Oh, not bad.
Which leaves Alexis with LGBLT sandwichism, 3 points.
Oh.
Cornelius.
Ooh. We're 14 points apiece.
14
here,
points
John.
Apiece. Remember, the first person to get to 21, that game is over for you. Let's go to round 4. Alexis first. Will you go for Cats Lives Matter? They have 9 of them, of course, and they all matter. Or bi-binary, bi-assumptive, trans-pronoun spreading.
The second one, bi-binary.
The second one is 2 points. Ooh. 2 points. That leaves Cats Lives Matter because they have 9 of them and they all matter. For John in Northumberland. 2 points. It's also 2 points. Oh, we're getting close now. 16 points apiece.
Yeah, very. Just a few points away from 21. John and Alexis are both standing at 16.
Okay. Right, the next round, round 5. Alexis first. Is it Alexis first this time? No, it's John first this time. Beg your pardon. John, will you go for hashtag white paint so white, hashtag racist paint? Or will you go for pre-truth anxiety glutenism?
Can I just wish Alexis good luck anyway, in case this is the last the last choice. Play I'm going to leave the racism one well alone, John. I'm going to go for B again.
You're going to go for B again. That's 1 point. It's 1 point.
Oh boy.
Look at that. Alexis, pre-truth anxiety glutenism also worth 1 point.
Oh,
it's so good. It's neck and neck. As we
what a game.
Isn't it? Whoa, the tension in here, honestly.
17 points each, John.
Final round.
How do you know?
Alexis first this time.
Yeah, how does he know?
Are you going to go...
That's not how Buckaroo works.
Alexis. Are you going to go for white privilege assumptive troll apology? Or cis platformed hetero fluidity problem?
I just can't pronounce the second one, so I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with right, white privilege assumptive troll apology, which leaves John in Northumberland with cis platformed hetero fluidity problem. Now, it's all on this. It's all on this. I can tell you.
Oh, I'm getting nervous, John.
I know.
What if there is another round?
Well, there might be another round. It could be just going to be joining again, couldn't it? I mean, it won't be because I haven't written one, but I mean, there could be. I can tell you that Alexis.
Yeah.
Got 3 points.
Oh,
that's so close!
Wow!
Now, it's all on this, isn't it?
John, if John gets 4 points of more, which we know he will,
he's out.
He loses.
Oh, the tension. I'm going to start the drone again. He got 4 points.
John!
Sorry, John. You were just
pipped. Congratulations, Alexis. Well done. That's
good. Oh, thank you, John.
Well done, Alexis.
I feel like a special snowflake.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much indeed. Well done, Alexis in New York. Winning today's edition, this week's edition of Snowflake Buggeroo. Right then, Sam Delaney with you very shortly indeed. Talking about all things Bake Off, amongst other subjects, but that brings us very neatly to our text in for today, which was very simply this. Baking innuendos, please. Now, the reason for it is very simple. It's because of the innuendo shortage. You'll have heard about this in the news. There's a global innuendo shortage at the moment, and this is because the climate in which innuendos grow in Europe has changed, and it's more difficult to harvest and cultivate them. So we were asking for your help. Innuendos for Bake Off, we'll pass them on, please. They have announced that they are short of them. So, Cornelius, what has been coming in? What's been coming in on the...
Paul Harrison says, I think this series, someone will beat off the competition, finishing with an overfilled cream pie.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll pass that one on. This is Gaz Monaco. It'd be lovely to see someone in this series rub their glaze all over a crusty bap and finish off on a delicious cherry pie. Let's come in. Cornelius.
Mr. Biscuit says that he's just made his cake batter and given it a good forking.
Yes.
And now he's going to lick the bowl out.
Very good. But I think the winner goes to, as we heard earlier from Andrew in Wanstead, where Prue and Paul showed the contestants their battered rissoles. Unfortunately, Tina unwisely had put a marrow in hers and ruined it completely. But the grapes in Tim's won praise from the judges. So there we are. Thank you for your help. We'll pass that on to the Bake Off team, as I say, helping them out with that global innuendo shortage due to the growing conditions of innuendos in southern Europe. Sam Delaney will be talking about Bake Off and other things. He's here now. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Bake Off. I've never seen Bake Off.
Have you not?
No.
I've never seen Bake Off either.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's great. Right, so it's really
good. You haven't
good.
Seen it. Come on, be
I
serious.
Have. I have.
You've seen it.
The whole... I got in on it two series ago.
Yeah.
But the first time I watched it, I didn't watch it properly. I was too busy being out, I think, all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, just being cool. I mean, yeah, how old are you, Cornelius?
I'm 24 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, so, you know, you're out. You're being hip.
Yeah.
You're out buying your guitar strings.
Yeah.
Look at his jacket.
Exactly. You've got a jacket like Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
you're out on busting wheelies on your chopper. And you haven't got time to be watching a television programme about cake baking.
No,
I mean,
well,
it's ridiculous.
I do now,
yeah, no, I've never, ever, ever seen it.
No, I've never seen it. I never intend to see it. But will that stop me talking about it on this radio show? No, it will not. I
shouldn't think so.
Because
no.
The people demand it. I've never seen HS3 because it doesn't exist. I'll be talking about it. I've never been to Afghanistan. I'll still be talking about it.
Yeah.
What else? There's a number of things that I have no knowledge or experience of that I will be discussing on the show today. That's the top line. Police have got more guns, and there's a town. There are towns now that will pay you to keep fit. So, because I suppose that if you get unfit and unhealthy and fat, then you just cost them more money. So
yeah,
they're literally bribing you to eat healthily and exercise.
But why don't they do that with the old, literally the carrot and the stick? If you got a fat person and you attached a foodstuff, a carrot, for example, or a trifle to their faces
then
with a stick,
and
they run for it, but they can't get it, they're going to get fit. That would work better.
Yeah, but you're misunderstanding the term carrot and stick. Carrot and stick is, here is a treat if you're a horse. I mean, it's not a treat for anyone else other than a horse, and I doubt horses are really that excited by a carrot,
rabbit.
But whatever. Yeah, so you have a carrot, and then so that's the temptation. So that you're either motivated by the promise of a treat or the threat of being beaten with a stick,
right.
And that's what they're missing out on here.
So
they should threaten people as well as try to bribe them. They go, if you do exercise, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
If you don't exercise, we will beat you in the public square.
There, Sam Delaney there. Calling for the public beating of fat people. He'll be discussing that on the radio after 4 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.